Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is straight and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The flash of me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/The Remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. So I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to you guys for joining us here live in the forum tonight. And just as everyone, I see you guys getting yourself situated and getting yourself all ready for the show tonight. So peace and greetings from myself, Miss Blue, and...
from Esther, Peace Remix family.
Yes, yes, yes. So peace to you guys. How are you doing, Esther? How's your week been going?
Oh, it's been an interesting week. a lot of stuff going on, but I'm doing well tonight. Doing well, feeling good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, it has. It's been an amazing week. You know, all kinds of stuff going on all out there in the universe. So it is good to be in the house with the Remix family tonight. For some reason, we're getting a little bit of an echo. I guess I better kind of calm it down just a little bit here. on my end, yeah, you guys are hearing the echo too. All right, so let's make sure you don't have your computer speakers or anything on, do you, Esther?
I do not.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're going to try to make sure. Yeah, it's a lot of energy going on tonight. We're going to just try to see. Yeah, it's a lot of energy. So I'm sure it's going to clear itself out. But welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone to the forum tonight. And I want to tell you how to get in so you can participate. We have a great show going on here tonight. Amazing brother that's going to be joining us here in just a short moment. And we're going to be talking about a topic that is steaming hot. We're going to be talking about tonight. And so, of course, you know the title of the show tonight is This Is Why He Won't Marry Your Ass. Wow.
Emphasis on your ass.
Emphasis on your ass. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to be talking about that. Joining us here live in the Remix, he is no stranger, you guys. Don't think that this brother fell out of the cloud like, you know, like he fell out of Deep Space Nine. He did not. He has been on the Remix, and he's been on the Remix almost a little over 6.5 years ago. He came on the Remix, and on the Remix, he was debuting a book at that time, 99 Questions. That you should ask a man before sleeping with him and definitely before having sex with him. And so tonight, Amani Valentino brings us, it's not really exactly the title of the book. The title of the book is actually, go figure this, the title of the book is actually This Is Why I Won't Marry You.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a lot to talk about tonight, family. This is a subject that you guys always like to talk about. Let's get into some Remix business before we actually get ready to get into the share and get ready to welcome Amani as he gets ready to join us here in the platform. So I want to say peace and greetings, of course, to all of you out there all over the world listening and just welcome you guys to come on over. If you did not get a chance to hear the show that we did on last Sunday night, I definitely would encourage you to go back and download that show as well as all of the Remix shows so that you can stay in the know, you can stay in the now, you can stay current on the mental, the physical, and the spiritual plane, because that all happens right here across, I can't even say globe, I guess across the cosmic world with the Remix family.
Yeah,
it's a Remix family because you guys are everywhere, and it's such an honor to have you here. So www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, all one word, is how you get yourself in. Now, I see you guys over there, and I'm going to put this out there for those of you who don't know how to do this. But some of you over there know how to do this, but some of you don't. So I just want to welcome the guests, the seen and the unseen tonight, for joining us in the platform tonight. And Imani Valentino is in the chat room. Ooh-wee, it is going down. So, it is going down. It is going down. My brother Imani is in the chat room. He's in the chat room. But if you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time and you want to participate in chat, all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. Come on in. Tell us who you are. And you can participate in the chat. You can also get on the phone lines as well, because we're going to be really looking for participation from you guys from all over the world tonight. This is a show not only for sisters, but for brothers alike. Whether you're in a relationship, out of a relationship, want to come into one, want to leave one, you just got out of one, you're just getting into one, you just got married, you just got divorced, you're about to get divorced, you're thinking about getting divorced.
Or you want to know why you ain't got married yet, or why he won't marry your ass.
Yes, if you want to know why you won't marry your ass, this is why you need to be here. And if you're a brother and you want to know why you don't want to marry her ass, you need to be here, okay? And if you're a brother and you do want to marry her ass, you need to be here too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a show for everybody out there. No matter where you are in the world, we want you to be here. We're going to take care of some Remix business because we definitely got that going on and going down. First of all, I want to say, this week has been busy, 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 busy like the true bumblebee that I am. So all the BB busy was going on this week. I can definitely say that. The readings were off the hook, and I have talked to brothers and sisters from Japan, parts of West Africa, South Africa, the UK, and Canada, as far as our international family, and all over the world have spoken with them and met some amazing, amazing, amazing brothers and sisters. So I have been reaching out to them. If you guys are on my Twitter, from time to time, and I'm going to post some more of these because I kind of got a stack of them. When I do you guys' reading, whether you know it or not, I'm over here, and I have all of my magical colors, and I am drawing your auras, and I post it on Twitter. So follow me over on Twitter, and you can check them out. And I put little comments in there. It's been really, really cool. So I have been putting them up, and I have tons of them. And I'm going to start putting them up. Of course, everything is sacred with me. But I sometimes put the person's first name. So you'll know who it is if you had a reading with me. You'll know who you are that's out there. And then sometimes you'll be able to look at the aura and just know it's yours. Or so many people have hit me back up on Twitter and told me they got so much off of someone else's aura just looking at it and really could identify for themselves. So I just wanted to say that. The readings, brothers and sisters, amazing energy. Everything is just really beautiful. It's an honor. It's a blessing just to connect with you guys. You know, to date, I've done over 10,000 readings, and that don't even count the ones I do on the Remix. And I'm just so blessed to be in the presence with so many powerful brothers and sisters out here doing the work, doing their work, and just continuing on their path. I do want to give some shouts out to everyone who purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook. Just blessings to you out there for doing that, investing in yourself. I get those stories on Facebook and even on Twitter, and sometimes you guys hit me up in email and just say how much it's helping you. It's changing your life. You are knowing your magic for real. If you want to find out about the Know Your Magic audio workbook, all you have to do is look in the show notes. The link is there. Click it. Check it out for yourself. Hundreds of thousands have already done that. And it's definitely amazing. It's over 4 hours of me giving it to you about magic, whether it's dreams, whether it's colors, whether it's working, everything, how to tune your energy, how to clear your energy, how to just align yourself, tap into your cosmic orgasm. Woo, that's a big one. All of that is in there. Also, I want to remind you, it's the weekend. Don't leave home without it. If you don't have your Kim deck, you'll know your magic oracle psychic deck. Where have you been? Really, where have you been? Another world, another dimension, where you've been? I definitely want to encourage you to get that so that you can get that. One of the most powerful decks on the planet today, as stated by Brother Bobby himself. So peace and love to all of you guys out there. All of that is down in the show notes for you guys to check it out and to get that. I also want to say welcome, 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 and we're not going to do this tonight all night, but I'm going to do it now. That's for everybody who's become self-invested. And I can't even bring this up. Y'all drove me crazy with that bell. I'm not even going to ring the bell. I'm not going to ring the bell for every single person. Not tonight, Joe. We won't do that. But I just want to say thank you. So many of you guys are becoming self-invested. We're getting a bad echo here. Hold on, Esther. So many of you guys are becoming self-invested, and I just want to say welcome to you guys. We're going to get that kicked off at the end of the month. We have so many powerful brothers and sisters that's coming on board that's going to be teaching classes. You want to find out more about how you can become self-invested, or even your family can become self-invested. Right now, to date, hundreds have already done it. You have not done it. Become self-invested. It's definitely worth it, and you will get 12 times your return on it. Plus, you'll be able to take classes all year long. Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience is going to be teaching one of the first classes. Brother Wayne Chandler, Brother Yasir Hotep. So we're going to have a variety. Some brothers and sisters you've met, some you've never met, from all over the planet. They're going to be coming. They're going to be sharing their gifts, their magic, their jewels, their knowledge, their wisdom, their understanding with you. And so it's just going to be amazing. So we're going to get that kicked off at the beginning of the month. This is the time. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. You need to become self-invested. The other thing, I just want to say welcome to all of the sisters, and we have more of them still coming on board. The priestesshood, the modern-day priestesshood, going to be off the hook, you guys. We are raising the frequency like none other. These sisters that is in have been divinely chosen, not by me, by themselves, made this appointment hundreds of thousands of years ago. Never before done this way on the planet. I don't care who tells you. It's never been done this way on the planet. Amazing sisters coming in. These sisters got power that is, whoop, I don't know. I've been talking to them, and they are just amazing. And you guys will get a chance to meet them up close and personal as we continue this journey and move ourselves along. So peace and greetings to you guys out there. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. So good to have you in the house tonight. Joining us in the forum tonight, no stranger. He's been here about 6.5 years ago, Amani Valentino. He's one of the best authors I know on the planet because this brother can articulate himself to the fullest, and he speaks his mind. Oh, do he speak his mind? He speaks his mind. And tonight we're going to be talking about why he won't marry your ass. We're going to give some international shots out. We're going to dance a little bit, move around a little bit, and then we're going to get ready to get into the share. So welcome to the remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're an international listener out there listening, you can Skype in, dial the U.S. country code from whatever country you're calling from, and then dial 646-652-2711 and come on in. If you're in the U.S., you can call us. You can Skype in just like the international listeners, or you can come and join us in chat because it's always some real psycho, sexy, cool kind of things going on in the chat room. It's a show of its own. The Remix family is in there, and they will make you feel welcome, or they'll make you feel some other kind of way. But you'll feel something. That's for sure. That's for sure. Esther is joining me. We are both hosting tonight as we welcome our guests. We're going to go ahead and give some shout-outs for our international listeners out there. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to Denmark. Denmark is in the house, and these are all of our international listeners who are listening live right now. Denmark is in the house. Nigeria is here. Belgium is here. South Africa is here. Did some readings for some amazing brothers and sisters in South Africa this week. Australia is here. Indonesia is here. Ghana is here. The Philippines is listening in live as well. I can't even talk. The Bahamas is here listening live. India is listening live. We have Germany listening live. The Netherlands is listening live. Barbados, Australia, Jamaica, Trinidad, Tobago, Canada, the UK, and of course all of us in the United States. And then also Japan is in the house listening live tonight. Let's see who else. And we also have Saudi Arabia. All of them listening live. Welcome, 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 brothers and sisters from all around the world. We're going to get ready to get into the share. We're going to play a little bit of Baby Blue. And then we're going to get ready to welcome Amani. As you get ready to join us in the remix tonight, live.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys. All right. All right. We're going to get ready to get into the share. This is why you won't marry your ass tonight. Yeah. I don't know if you want to dance on this one or you just want to nod your head. You're going to want to do something. Pull out a piece of paper, a pen. You're going to want to do something. Get over to the Remix Radio page. Answer those questions because Esther has put some questions up for you guys. They're questions that come directly out of the Brother Amani's book. And by the way, I would encourage everybody, get yourself over to Amazon. If you got a smartphone or a smartphone device, you can download this because you're going to want to be looking and you're going to want to know what page are we on as we cover some of these topics here tonight. And all you have to do is go over to Amazon, and really all you have to do is put in, "This is why I won't marry you," and you will see the book comes up. And for less than a smack of your lips, you can download it. It doesn't matter. You can download the free, if you don't have a Kindle, you can download the free Kindle device on any of your smartphones, iPhones, Android phones, Blackberries, and tablets, and you, whatever it is, you can download it, put it right there on your phone, and as we're doing the show tonight, you can go through and you can see about all the problems. Might be 99 of them, but you'll see them. They'll be there. All right, you guys. Let's get ready to hear some vibes as we get ready to get into the share tonight. Oh, okay. Let me find that here. So I can pull that up for you guys. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, you guys. Hold on, hold on. Let's see. I don't think I put that. Hold on 1 second. Yep, I'm going to get it for you. Just give me a minute here. Welcome to the remix, everyone. It's so good to be here. I so look forward to Friday's night. This is beautiful. This is amazing. It's been a busy, busy week. A beautiful week, but a busy week. Yeah, yeah. I see you. I see you. I see you. Hold on a second. I'm going to find this song because I'm going to tell you, we did some deliberating on the song tonight. But we found that perfect song that we just know. We just know. We just know would be perfect for tonight. Let's see where it
is. Okay, I got it. I got it.
You got it? All right. All right.
I got it.
You know what?
I got it.
Okay. All right. That's it. That's what I'm talking about.
Easy.
T-Rone. Yeah. Yeah.
Really
yeah.
Should I have a rope? Hello, love. I know you do, and I know you can get me killed. Get me killed. How dare you touch the ways of love when you're the reason that I don't trust? Fuck you, love. Fuck you, love. Hello, love. I know your deal, and I know you can get me killed. You can get me killed. Fuck you, love. 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 I know you can get me killed. Woo! Okay.
My. Such an intense song for such an intense night. That was T. Rome letting you know what he thinks about love. That love can have you kill. And, you know, I think it's interesting because this particular song, you know, of course, is a song by a brother. Mm-hmm. You know, it almost sounds like he's scared of love, you know, like, hey, it can have me killed. You know, I'm this big gangster, but it'd kill me if I love you. It'd kill me.
Yep.
I'm scared of you. I'm not scared of guns. Mm-hmm. I'm not scared of the streets. But I'm scared of love, because it'll have me killed.
True story.
So, you guys, we're going to get ready to welcome Amani to the share tonight. I'm going to give you a little bit about the background on this brother, amazing brother. Like I said, he was on the remix. He's no stranger. About 6 or so years ago, he's going to come on in just a moment. But for those of you joining us, I want to kind of give you some backstory on this particular story here as we get into the share here. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. So we're going to get ready to welcome Amani Valentino as he gets ready to join us here live in the remix. And this is why I won't marry you. This book is over 200 pages. It has over 40,000 words. And Amani Valentino leaves no stone unturned. Understand that. He said that this book has taken him almost about 5 years of research and over 100,000 conversations with not only women, but conversations with men. And he has come up with a reason, not excuses, if you know how we feel about excuses, but the reason why they won't marry you. So, we're going to get into this conversation right now. I know you guys have been waiting. We're going to get into this, and we're going to be speaking with our brother, Amani, and welcome him to the platform. And I think this is him here. So let's go ahead and give a nice warm welcome to our brother, Amani Valentino, joining us here live in the platform. Peace and greetings.
Honey, how are you?
I am wonderful. Greetings, Amani. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. That unmuted, that guy saying unmuted always is just funny to me for some reason. Unmuted. So, I'm doing great.
Well, Amani, welcome to the remix. It's so good to have you come back on and share with us this evening. Everybody is just so excited to hear this is why he won't marry you. So, I want you to...
Or why she won't marry you, you know?
Yeah, or why she won't marry you. There you go. That's a nice twist. That's a nice twist. So I want you to start out, and why don't you let everyone know a little bit about you, what you've been up to, and sort of about your work that you've been doing in the world.
Well, first of all, thank you all so much. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It hasn't been 6.5 years since I've been on, but it has been about 4 years or so since I actually been on. But on the remake. But I think it was about 6.5 when I first came on to the show though. But
yeah.
I've been doing a lot since then, since we last spoke. Of course, 99 Questions became a national and international best selling book independently. I have a total of 10 books out at this that I've written and self published at this point in my life. What else? Oh, gosh, I have a play. I won some awards for some different things that I've done, like with movies and books and writings and just multiple things. I have 7 Amazon.com bestsellers, And I also have my own publishing company that I started, College Boy Publishing. And I've been helping other individuals, you know, publish their books and get their books going, get their story out, or whatever it is that they feel they need to bless the world with. And so that's what I've been pretty much doing. And I also started back to grad school as well. So.
Congratulations on that.
Oh, and I became a father. And I became a father.
That's
right, I became a father.
You said a lot of things in there, but you didn't say you was married.
I never did say that, did I?
No, you didn't. So I want to begin to start talking about this because I know, like myself, a big part of your passion is really working with people, and you do a lot of coaching as well, too. That's one of the other things that you also do, and you do this for brothers and sisters.
I don't really talk about what I do then.
Yeah, you do that as well, too. So let's talk about, you know, of course, I named the show because this is the remix, and so basically what you're saying is this is why he won't marry your ass. This is why. I want to talk about sort of the inspiration behind the book. What sort of made you come up with this book? Why is it important for us to know this now? And, some of the stories you've heard.
When I first thought of the book, it was funny because I had actually not even finished writing 99 questions at that particular point in time. And so I actually came up with the same exact cover that if you go into Amazon, you've seen the cover. That cover has been up on my social media since the MySpace days, you know. And so, but I didn't have a book. I knew the idea. I knew how I was going to end the book, but I could not come up with everything that's there now. And part of it was because I had not lived enough of it, if that makes sense. I hadn't lived enough of it to be able to personally relate these stories to where when I spoke with the individuals, they knew, oh, this guy not only knows what he's talking about, but he's experienced this in some way, shape, form, or fashion in his life. And so at that particular point in time, you know, I was 26 years old when I came up with the idea for that. And, of course, now, you know, 6 years later, I've lived more life in between that point in time. And so this particular book, along the way, while I was traveling across the country doing my seminars and speaking engagements, doing couples counseling, singles counseling, doing all these different things that I was doing, this book was basically revealed to me piece by piece, step by step, day by day. And then towards the end of last year, it finally hit me to where I was able to get exactly what I was going to do, how I was going to write it, how I was going to organize all of this information that I had in my head, in my heart, as well as some of it on paper, and put it into this work of art, I say, called This Is Why I Won't Marry You.
So let's get right to it, Imani. Why won't he marry? Why won't he marry?
Why won't he marry? There's multiple reasons. You know, that's why the book is 212 pages, and I probably could have made it about 300 pages. But it's multiple reasons. But at the end of the day, I honestly feel in my heart of hearts that men marry women that we trust and that we love. Women, most of the time, will marry for reasons other than that. Okay, men certainly do.
Yeah, let's talk about that because it does appear that there is sort of some double standard, you know, and it's interesting that you say men marry women that they love and they trust, which those attributes, if we just kind of look at them generally across the board, seem like more feminine attributes. So what are some of the reasons women marry?
Those are two of the same reasons I believe that women marry as well. But what a woman is looking for many times, she's looking for security. And security, she's really, really looking to be made secure or made to feel secure in most cases. And whatever that is, whatever she feels insecure in, she wants that area for the individual that she marries in most cases, okay? And then when I'm speaking tonight, it's in general. If it's not you, you know, if it's not you or whoever.
Right, right. Well, hold on, Imani, because we on the remix. So we ain't getting ready to talk about this.
I just want to make sure I caveat myself with those words, because sometimes women say, "Well, that ain't me." And I'm like, okay, that's fine, but I'm speaking in general terms here. So if the shoe fits, wear it. If it doesn't, walk on the heel, you know. But
Right. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about security and what kind of security did you find while coming across this research that women might marry for?
Well, I forgot exactly which page this is on, but
I'll tell
it's
you.
You'll tell me.
I actually don't have
any copies. I sold out of every time I get this book, like in the physical copies, I sell out of them like crazy quick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't even have any right now. But it's somewhere in the book about.
It's okay. You don't have to even speak from that point because you've lived this. So I want
you.
Oh, I have. So tell us why.
Well,
what security? Yeah.
Well, this is very important because this is part of this. Remember, this is also some research. I have documented research that I did personally in this. Okay,
yeah.
And the top reason outside of for men and women, the reason why they wouldn't marry someone, it was the same. Okay, and that top reason why men and women wouldn't marry was because someone was lack of trust or lying, somebody that couldn't keep their word. So a person that was undependable in what they were doing, what they were saying, and those types of things. Now, what was number two for the women that was mentioned more times, and it was almost mentioned more times than trust, lying, and things like that, lack of trust and those things, was money. Had something to do with money, okay? And so when we talk about secure or security, most of the time a woman wants to feel secure in that. Even if she can take care of herself, she wants to feel that the man that she gets with, in most instances, can be able to take care of her if she decides she don't want to work and don't want to do anything.
That's a key word. Hold on. That's a key word. So men don't marry for security?
No, not in that regard. Not in that regard. I really don't feel that we marry I don't know too many men that have married women for their money. I know of some, but I don't know any person that I know of some, but
okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I couldn't even contain that. I'm sorry.
Right. It's okay. I know of some, but I don't know any person.
Okay. And so you said women want to marry men, and we're just trying to get an understanding here, Remix Family. I see you guys all going crazy all over the world, but just hold on. So women want to marry for security, for money, in case they don't want to do anything. What does not do anything mean? What does that mean?
Well, I want to make sure, because you're mixing my words up, and I don't like that. You're trying to start this up. What I'm saying is this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A woman wants to feel, because naturally a woman wants to be able to do what she would like to do with her time. If she wants to go and hang out and or do things with the children or go and volunteer in the community, all these different things that women want to do. Okay.
And these are
they
things
make
women
sure.
told you. Women told you that.
No,
these are things that women have.
Now, men have said some of the same things. As a matter of fact, in the book, one of my friends says, he says a woman, and this was in the same chapter. I wish I had a copy of the book. Oh, I wish I could read it directly, what he said. But it's one of my good friends. He said, you know, women want you to be Destiny's Child. I said, what you mean? He said, they want you to pay some bills. Whether they can pay their own bills or not, they want you to pay some bills. That way they can do what they want to with their money, and they can use their money how they want to use their money. So basically they look at it as, this is what he said, and I've heard this multiple times from other men, that they want to feel, they believe that your money is y'all's money, but their money is their money.
We're listening. We're listening.
That's
I can't relate. Okay,
that's
so that clears.
What he said.
Okay, so women.
That's what he said.
And that's okay.
Said.
But here's the thing. I guess for me.
Another guy said this. Another guy said, well, women want you to solve their problems. They said women look at us as problem solvers. And I said, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And this was on the subject of money, because you remember there's like 10 different areas that we touch in throughout
right,
the world.
Right.
And this is just on the area of money and financial security. And the guy said, Armani, women say they believe in God. And he said, I really believe that they do. He said, but when it comes down to it, if y'all get into a financial situation, she's not looking to God to handle it. She's looking for you to handle it. And I'm like, yeah, you're about right. And then all of a sudden, the man becomes the blame in the situation if there's a financial problem going on. And this is throughout marriages, relationships, courtships, reasons why people even stop dating. Okay, well, you know what? I left my wallet. Well, you supposed to have enough money. You the man to handle this right here at such and such and such and such. When you ask me out, I used to tell women, look, if you're going to ask me out, then I'm expecting for you to pay. If I ask you out, you ain't got to worry about paying. But if you ask me out, I'm expecting you to pay. Don't ask me out and then expect for me to pay. That don't make any sense to me if we're supposed to be equal. That's the way I look at it. Now, some women don't look at it like that, and that's okay.
Right. Well, that's a good point that you made there. And I guess what I'm hearing, and please correct me, and Esther, feel free to chime in too if I'm wrong, but it sounds like the point of view that's coming across is that these men want to be treated equal, so they want to be treated like women. Don't look to me to protect you. Don't look to me for security. I want to be just like you.
No, I don't think that's what's coming across. I think that may be how you want it to come across as far as some stuff. But that ain't how it's coming across. Okay.
That does sound like, but Armani, I must say, I'm listening very clearly here, and it does sound like that's what you're saying. You're saying that the brothers are saying they want us to pay, they want us to take care of the bills or take care of the situation if financial thing happens. So they want us to treat them the way that, you know, typically the man treats the woman. I mean, that's kind of how that sounds. It does sound like that. But clear it up for us. Clear it up for us.
Clear it up.
What I'm saying is this, okay? Everybody brings something to the table. Everybody brings something to the table and to the relationship. And it should be as close as possible when it comes to fairness in dealing with one another in relationships. Perfect example, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This young lady called me up, and this was about three and a half years ago. She called me up. We were just friends, you know, had never gone out with her or anything like that. She reached out to me. I think I met her like once or twice, maybe. Like, and it was just because I saw her out somewhere. I was selling my books or whatever. She bought a book or something. So she called me up. We talked a few times. And one day she calls me up. She says, hey, I sure wish I could go bowling, such and such and such, this, that, and the other. You want to go bowling? I'm like, yeah, we can go bowling. And so as we talking, this, that, and the other, next thing I know, she's expecting me to pay for this bowling outing that we're going on. And I'm thinking to myself, so she called me because she was bored. Thinking that I was going to pay for this date. We never really had more than just a few minutes worth of conversation. We finally get into a conversation once, and then so the next time we talk, she calls me and asks me, basically, she asked me out, but then is expecting me to pay. And when she told me that, I said, you know what? Actually, she didn't come out right out. I kind of started figuring out that's kind of what she was doing. I said, listen, it was nice talking to you, but I got to let you go, okay? And it had nothing to do with the fact of whether or not I wanted to pay or not. I just thought that was very disrespectful.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you a question. If one of your homeboys was to call you and say, hey, man, I sure wish we could go bowling, and we go bowling, would you expect to have to pay for him if y'all go bowling?
Absolutely not, which is exactly what I'm saying.
Right.
If my homeboy called me and I call my partner, just like same way with your homegirls, okay?
Right,
If we're just friends, which most of the time when you start out dating, you are just friends. Okay, if it's going to be any type of success, I think you're just kind of friends. You go out, and if I offer to pay, I offer. Most of the time, I will.
And most meetings that have any type of sense will offer. But it shouldn't be this, well, I'm expecting him to pay. So not only am I not going to even have my credit card, my debit card, or my money, bring my money out, but I'm also just going to stand there and look at him like he's crazy if he don't pay. Like he owe me something. Like I agree with you.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think men and women are equal?
I think some people don't. This is what I believe. I believe that while we may not be necessarily what some people say is equal, I believe that we are, what we bring to the table is equal. And what we should bring
to
the table is equal. Meaning,
tell me what that means when you say bring to the table should be equal. Are we talking about monetary things? What are we talking about? Does this go to an emotional level? Explain to everyone what that equals.
I'm talking about this right here, okay? I'll use this example, an example we're doing right now, okay? I'll use a few different ones. If you buy one of my books, you're expecting to get a book. You're expecting to get something when you purchase a book from me, correct? Not just pay me for a book and then there's nothing, you don't even have any book to read. You understand?
I'm not a good person for that because sometimes I do just send people money and don't expect nothing back. But I get where you're going.
That's something different. That's something different. Okay, what I'm saying
is. Yeah, but
is
I get what you're saying.
There's an exchange.
Right, there's an exchange. Got you. Makes sense.
And a woman will say, well, I gave him my time. Well, he also gave you your time. You were sitting at the house watching episodes of Love & Hip Hop. Are you serious?
I want to meet some of these women you met. That's what I want to meet. But go ahead.
Me too.
I want to meet
y'all
these
gotta
women.
Understand. Again, this is, and really it's closer to about 250,000. I put 100,000, but it's closer to about 250,000 people that I've spoken with over the last five and a half or so years. And so this does not apply to everyone. You understand? There are women who will say, listen, not only do I not want any money from you, but I want you to go ahead and go back to school, and I'm going to pay for you to go to school while you're going to school.
Yes.
Like, there are women that are like, that are those types of women.
That's right.
Okay, so if that's not you, then that's not you. But in the same sense, again, she feels she's getting something out of that. Now, I've also known women that do that, but the thing that they failed to do was they failed to get what they wanted, which was the man. They failed to get the man. Okay.
So let's talk about that. How do you get the man for the women who want to get the man to marry them? What do you think? Tell me in your research, in your work, that has been the three biggest mistakes that women have made.
Woo! Three biggest mistakes women have made. Lying up front and presenting the sales rep. Okay?
Tell me what that means. Break that down for us. Break that down.
All right, if you've ever bought a car, you go into the dealership, and when you go into the dealership, the first person that comes up is the sales rep. Most of the time, it's a young guy. He's innocent, very trustworthy, nice looking. Looks like he's been out of college, fresh out of college, or just a few years out of college, or somebody that's new into that industry, who may have been teaching school, and all of a sudden they want to come and sell cars or whatever. But there's somebody that you trust, and somebody that has a really good, pleasing personality. Okay, they take you on this car test drive, and you know, they just real nice, saying all the right things, doing all the right things. Then you come and you sit down. When you sit down, they begin to talk, and they say, hold on, I'll be right back. They do the same thing everywhere. Hold on, I'll be right back. When they go back to this room of sales managers, and you can kind of see it. It's usually glass, and they have these little lines up there, and they're writing different things on the board. That's a glass board. And they come back out with some paper. Then they go back in, and while y'all are talking, well, okay, things are still cool. All of a sudden, the sales manager comes out. The sales manager that comes out is this guy that's likable, but he's also quite stern, okay? Usually nice looking. He has on better clothes in most cases than the sales rep because he's making more money. his he might have monogrammed cufflink shirts and everything. Okay, so he really is selling you off of his success and his ability to kind of say less. Okay, then they get you to agree on a deal. Okay, you kind of feel good about it, but in one case you may or may not. Just kind of depends. Then you go into the finance manager to go sign the paperwork. Now, the finance manager is usually this guy who kind of what most people would kind of consider a prick because they're just strictly about the business, paperwork, sleeves are rolled up. They're back there doing whatever they're doing. Now, they begin to talk to you. They're really not even looking at you most of the time. They're flipping through pages, going through this, that, and the other, and they're sitting behind a computer.
Right.
And as you get to doing what you're doing, you start thinking less and less, oh, my gosh, what the heck have I gotten into? My payment just went from $299 out there to now $350. He added on gap insurance. They added on this. They added on that. They added on extra work. You got thrown on all of that. And so you sign some paperwork because you're so far into the deal and you're so invested that it's like, oh, my gosh, you're either going to walk out right then or there or you're going to sign the deal. And so that's the sales rep. That's what happens. Most women and men, but women for sure, put the sales rep up front. And I think that's the
women,
one thing that they can do. Yes.
Women for sure. Now.
Women for sure.
Tell me why you.
Because men do.
Yeah. You said men do, but definitely women for sure.
Oh, yes.
How did you come to that conclusion? Let's talk about some real life. Tangible experience.
I'll start one very easy. I'll start with one very, very, very easy sales rep. The makeup. Okay? The makeup is a representation.
Imani, hold on a second, Imani, because you know you're finna get it cracking, right?
Wait
a
second. That's okay. Hold on now. You gotta understand. I grew up with three women in the household, so trust me, I know about the sales rep. Okay, the makeup.
Go ahead, Imani. Well, okay, tell me about the makeup. Tell me about the makeup. Tell me about the makeup.
Well, the makeup many times is to cover up things. Okay, very, very seldomly, very seldomly is it used properly to actually enhance what's already there. It's used to cover up, and sometimes people think they're enhancing, but they don't know what they're doing with their makeup.
Imani.
You know? So, hey, I'm just being honest with you.
So, Imani, are you saying that when you wear makeup, when a woman wears makeup, that is lying, basically, because
what
you're
I'm
not
saying, it's
showing.
It's a representative because when I get home, if I'm going to marry you, I'm not going to see you every day in makeup.
Imani, hold on a second, because I'm just trying to follow
Have you ever noticed? Have you ever noticed when you go out as a lady? And many women say this all the time. I'll go out and I have on jogging pants and a sweatshirt or something like that, and my hair will just be pulled back, and I don't have on any makeup. And it's like all these are time all the guys want to come and talk to me.
Yeah, I don't think that we're good people to ask that to because I don't have that issue.
I don't wear makeup like that.
So I don't really have that issue, you know?
I don't wear it. Yeah. here's the thing, though. Here's the thing that I want to say when it comes to makeup. Now, we're not talking about makeup like 60s makeup. We're just talking, we're in 2013 having this conversation, and I want to make sure we're all in 2013. Are we all here? We're here.
Are you talking about me?
We're here.
You on the phone too. You too. We here, right? Everybody out there in remix land, we're all here. So now, I have heard that statement, but I can say honestly, it may have been 20 years since I've heard that. First, this is what I want to say about women saying stuff about makeup. Because here's the thing that I also want to say is that makeup is not a lie. Can it be a lie? It certainly can. No different than going to an event. And Esther, you can chime in this, and sisters out there who've been to any kind of convention or business convention, and you see a brother, and he got on a nice Armani suit with shoulder pads in it, padded up, okay? My issues don't really push shoulder pads like that. They have that. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. My daddy wear them. Yes, they do.
Oh,
and
God.
It makes them look very leveled off, very polished, very together, everything. And there's
right.
nothing wrong with that. And then all of
At
a
all.
Sudden, he goes outside in his $500 suit, and he get in his $2 hoopty. Is that a lie?
I don't think it's a lie. I think that this is what I think. Okay?
That's not the salesperson coming up front? That's not a salesperson?
No, you asked me about women. Now you're trying to bring me in down, okay? You asked me
right,
about women.
Because this is the thing.
If a guy has a nice suit on, hear me out. If a guy has a nice suit on, okay?
No, not just a nice
car,
suit, an Armani suit.
Okay, so he has on an Armani suit. Okay, great. So he has on an Armani suit. All right. Armani has on an Armani suit. Okay. And drove a hoopty at one time. Drove a hoopty proudly. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Drove a hoopty proudly. Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
I hated when I finally had to get rid of. But
that
is a difference because this is the thing.
Tell me
if
why
he is driving different. If he's driving a hoopty, okay, he is not concerned with the hoopty, obviously.
But well, he's concerned with that Armani suit. He's concerned
about
how.
Suit from?
Well, it doesn't. You don't know where she got the makeup from. But you put it on.
What I'm saying, I think you're missing the point that I'm making.
Okay, let me listen. Go ahead.
This is the point that I'm making. You asked me for three ways that women present the sales rep. That's what you asked me. Okay,
I
gave you
makeup.
One up front, a very simple one. Okay.
But it's not
there's
a practical
wrong.
One.
There's nothing. Listen. There's nothing
mm-hmm.
wrong. There's nothing wrong with. The sales rep, if the sales rep is telling the truth. The point is, if the sales rep
let's
is telling
not call,
a lie.
Can we not call women a sales rep? I didn't say the woman was a sales rep.
As I also said, women, men also present the sales rep. For instance,
yes,
let me,
you
how
did.
About this?
You
let
did.
Me help
you did
out.
Say
that way you won't feel so bad. I'll give you a perfect example. If you want to use that example as a sales rep, I got a better one for you. How about the guy that has on the Gucci tennis shoes or the Gucci shoes and or Armani suit, Gucci suit, whatever it is, looking fly as I don't know what, even goes out to the car, okay?
Right.
A BMW or a Mercedes or just a nice looking ride. It doesn't have to be either one. But
it doesn't
nice
mean
ride.
Anything.
Like,
it does to me.
Hold
it
on.
Doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. But
mm-hmm.
the whole time, that same woman that we were talking about that's putting him through school, that's buying him this, that's buying him that, this is all her stuff. This is all the stuff that she's done. But he's out presenting to you like he's working and he's doing this and he's doing that, getting you all at the same time. That's the sales rep from a man's point of view. That I've seen multiple men that have done that. Okay, so it's the same exact thing. It's presenting something that's really not real. And on a
and
very basic
makes,
level, I use the makeup on a very
that,
basic level.
Right, well, that makes sense to me. I guess the point where I'm not building the connection is what does makeup got to do with that?
A lot, because many times if you see a woman with makeup and you see a woman without makeup, you might not want to see that woman. You see a woman with weave on her head, and you think it's her because she got it done so well, and then that weave come out, you're like, oh, my Lord, what the heck happened? You know, that's what the issue is.
Here's the thing that I guess I'm saying. I hear what the men are saying, and I also hear the women, and this can go both sides. Armani knows I love him. I'm just giving him a hard time here, so we can really
do you
get
love
into this. Yes, I do love you. So we can really
that's
get into
that's
the
That's the last thing you said before we got off the phone. You sure do love me.
Love you, Imani. So we could get into this discussion. I guess the thing about it is, it seems like both these men that you've, these 100,000, 200,000, is that what they're looking for, the reason they're getting duped, the reason they're getting tricked, is because they're looking for superficial things anyway.
Yeah.
This is also what I think, because sometimes we don't get the superficial, but sometimes we get the representative in another way. Many times, and this has happened on both sides here, okay?
Yes.
And which
is why I said
this book is really for men and for women, and I made sure that throughout, so far, most of the people that have read it, they say, you know, I didn't feel like you were bashing men, or I didn't feel like you were bashing women. This was something, you know, for all of us. And so
what I want to say is very balanced. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I really worked to do that because I think that most of the time we are pointing the finger at one another versus hearing the whole matter before we're deciding on what, you know, what it is that's going on. And so when it comes to one of the biggest issues that I believe we have as men and women, especially as African-American men and women here in our country, is there are basic values that we don't respect anymore. And one of them is telling the truth. Okay.
Yes.
And being open and honest, not just being honest, but being open and honest. Part of the reason why I wrote 99 questions was because I knew men felt that if she doesn't ask, I'm not going to tell. Whereas women felt, well, whether I ask or not, you should tell me. And so to bridge that gap, just an understanding gap, I said, well, women, y'all need to ask the question. That way, if you at least ask this question up front, or during the early stages of the relationship, at least you're making an educated decision. You understand? Because the man said, "Well, I'm not lying if I'm not asked something." But if you ask him, most of the time, if you ask up front, the majority of men will tell you the truth, especially if he feels that you mean him well. You understand?
So, but like, what name? Tell one of the questions. What are some of the questions women should ask?
How many women have you had sex with? You know, that was one of the main things, and I also advise men to ask that. So some people say, well, that's none of your business. But my thing is that at the end of the day, male and female, we're trying to get together on that level. I don't care what you say. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, we get married. Well, hey, if I'm going to wait to have sex before marriage, once I get married, I'm so looking to make sure we have some sex. So I need to know this up front. Have you had, you know, once you go get to that point to where I need to know, how many people have you had sex with? You know, well,
what is that going to tell you about the woman, and what is that going to tell a woman about a man?
Well, my brother told me, I didn't understand this at this time. I was much younger. And he said, you know, this was in our men's class. He said, he was talking to the brotherhood, and he was married, beautiful wife, children, you know, one of those man's men, and the type of man that men want to be and the type of woman that men desire. That, you know what I mean? And he was talking to the brother. He said, I'm going to be real with y'all. He said, you know, I see why it is important not to have, just be out there having sex. He said, because once you finally do find somebody that you want to settle down with and you actually do get married to her and you actually do get in that relationship and things are going well, things can be perfect in that relationship and that marriage, but because you have created a habit that causes you to just be out there constantly sowing your royal oats everywhere, it will be hard for you to stay faithful in that relationship, and you will be tempted on a regular basis by doing so.
Okay, so how many women have you had sex with, Imani?
Unless me and you are going to be having sex anytime soon, Ms. Blue.
I am not answering that question
over the air.
Well,
listen
to what I'm saying. The reason I brought that up is because, see how you acted? That's how most men are going to act when you act.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's how they're going to respond, just like you did.
Whether we're trying to get together or not, in a private conversation, I would answer that question. You know that. That's why you did that. You know I would. So don't go there. I don't have a problem with that. The thing is, I can still count the number of women that I've had sex with. I can still count the number. I still can count
So that's a, for me, that's a,
I really did that because that response was yes, you were thinking, okay, we're on the air. But what I'm also saying is when you approach a brother, at least the brothers I know, they looking at you like, we're not going to have that discussion. Why do we need
exactly.
to have that discussion?
Exactly.
Because here's the thought. If I thought you were that type of man, why am I even entertaining you?
Well, that's it. Sometimes life just brings you together like that, you know. And this could be no. Hear me out, because contrary to popular belief, I believe that people can change. Some people don't believe that people can change. I believe people can change. Sometimes certain things happen in your life that force you to change. As
that's
you say,
true.
If nothing else moves you, life will, right?
That's
sometimes
right.
That
that's right.
It's a change that happens in your
he
life.
He did go
so,
there. He went there.
He did.
So,
that was cute. That was good. That was
so,
good.
You know. But, I honestly feel that a man will answer the questions if it's not an interrogation. And that's the piece that the women who actually ended up marrying someone after reading 99 Questions and actually following the book to the letter, of which there are multiple women, you know, years
mm-hmm.
later now since I've done this, that they actually use it for the purpose of it, which was to find a good mate for marriage. And they would end up being married most of the time within about 6 to 18 months after getting my book and actually following what was in that particular book, okay? And even Janet Jackson was married 18 months after getting my book. You know what I mean? So.
Yes, Imani. I'm sure Janet. I know you are. Trust me, if anybody knows you are, I know you are being very real. Very real.
The women have to make sure that they're asking men these questions, not in an interrogating way, but in a conversational way. And so that's when I began to actually do the workshops for 99 Questions, because I saw women, they said, well, this the book ain't working. It's because you're not following the instructions of the book. You went straight to the questions, started asking the man the questions. You hadn't even asked yourself these questions. You got to be able to ask yourself these questions. That way, when you're in a conversation, you'll be prepared to answer those same questions that you're wanting from him. It can't be, well, like, well.
No, it can't be one sentence. That's right.
No, it can't be. And a lot of times that's the way it is. And that was actually what I was saying earlier. Women
mm-hmm.
take the dating almost many times as a one-sided thing.
But
you know what
okay,
I mean? It's a one-sided.
So we don't need to be traditional in dating, but we need to be traditional in our behavior?
What I'm saying is this. When it comes to be I don't know what you mean by traditional, but I'm going to answer the question the way I think
mm-hmm.
that you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
Be fair. Treat the other person the way you would want to be treated. Do not look
yes.
at the fact that this guy is a man, okay? As you said,
do
if
not.
Me and my best
Wait a
friend
minute.
No,
I can't look at him like
no,
a
no,
man,
no,
then I,
no,
I don't know if I can
that.
Do that.
What I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. What I'm saying is don't look at him as, well, he's a man, he got to pay for this, he got to pay for that, he got to pay for this, he got to pay for that. Look at it as you're getting to know somebody. And if you had a friend of yours who was a female friend, and, hey, girl, let's meet up and let's go have lunch. Look at it like that and approach it more like that versus, well, what he got? He got this, he got that, he got this, he got that. Because many times women miss out on the men who would have given them whatever they wanted.
I have to step in right here because I just don't, as a woman, I don't think that most women think that, Imani. Not at all. I really don't think women think that way at all.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Sisters, help me out.
That's because you don't. That's the thing. See, I never met women like that because my mom's not like that. You know
right,
I mean?
Right.
But as I got out here and I started really going around, I'm like, I see why we have such an
right.
issue with our relationships. Because it's like sometimes women get married, they want to be married, but they don't want to be a wife. And then wonder
yeah.
why the relationship ain't working out.
once they get married.
I can understand that. I can understand that. I do want to put a call out, though. We're going to be opening up the phone lines in just a short while. If you're one of those women, 646-652-2711, I got a gift for you. I want you to call in. If you're one of those women, call in. You're going to get a special gift from Miss Blue tonight. I promise you, it is a gift you don't want to turn down. So if you're one of those women and you think that way, you really do think that way, we want to hear from you because we can all learn from this. We have Imani Valentino in the house tonight. He is a author. He is a best-selling author. And definitely when it comes to those areas about understanding the topic that we all claim we love but we hate, which is relationships and understanding, you know, the masculine and feminine energy coming together when it comes to a relationship and really having some great discussions. Or if you're a man, yes, if you're one of them brothers out there and you think sisters who wear makeup or they always trying to, you know, juice you for your last dime, I want you to call in. 646-652-2711. That's one.
What did I sign up for? What did I sign up for?
Here's what we're going to do. Esther posted a couple of questions just to kind of get people started. These are questions in the book. I really, really would say, Esther put it up on Facebook, and I'm going to tell you guys now, it is a book you need to have. It is some discussion in there. Even if you're not in a relationship at this time, you say you don't want to be in one. It is some great questions to really, really, the show is full already. Well, I know some of y'all are on the line, press one, but I want you guys to get the book. Check out all of his work. You can go to ImaniValentino.com. All of the information is in the show notes so that you can definitely get in touch. But, Esther, if you can read some of the questions and the responses, this is over on the Remix Radio page. You guys get over there. Respond to these questions. We would love to see. Some of these are some of the questions in the book. They make for great discussion.
Yeah, we posted the questions that were actually the questions for review in the book just to kind of see what people would say, but, you know, without reading the book, how they would respond. So one of the ones that we got a few responses on were the question, would you honestly define yourself as more of a giver or receiver, and please explain why? So, and we got all women. We said, Dina Tuff said, I'm a giver, unfortunately. Usually the first call when others are in need. My struggle right now is to be open to reviewing, I think she's supposed to say receiving, and turning people away without sarcasm. And then another sister posted, original Titan said, I was always the giver, picking up the tab, buying the tickets, making the plans, overseeing things to make sure it's as perfect as can be, trying to make wishes come true, and the whole doggone it 9 yards, no more. I let my Cancer moon dictate too long. It always had me nurturing and giving to the wrong, undeserving MFs. I got a new constitution for the sixth dimension. My alignment is on point. That's what's up. And then another
Taurus.
Sister.
She needs a Taurus man. She's a Cancer. She needs a Taurus man, honestly.
There you go, original Titan. And then Dolores says, I'm a giver. I enjoy the feeling of helping others, be it money, advice, or showing by example. I'm a receiver also because I receive joy when I give, and it makes a difference
like
in a person's life.
I like her. Yes.
Those are the sisters' responses for that. No brothers' responses to that one, though.
Amen.
I think go over to the remix radio page. I think
that's where we
brothers.
Are. That's where we are.
Oh, is that where you're? Okay, well, I.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's where we are. Yeah. So let's see who's over on the remix family page. We'll post it there. Let's see. Okay. So some more. All sisters, I'm a giver because I love giving. That's checkery. And then Callie says, I still give more than receive. And then, honestly, I'll receive more until I felt out the situation. Now, I don't know who posted that one.
Miss Blue.
Yes,
posted that. That was Miss Blue.
I did not. No, no, no. Oh, trust me. One thing about me, my heart don't pump Kool-Aid. If I posted it, I'm going to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was you? That was you, Miss Blue?
No, it was not.
We also posted the question about the three deal breakers, and we got a couple responses on that. One sister posted that her deal breakers were being disrespectful to their parents, being a physical abuser or mental abuser, and also being a child abuser. Yeah, it's definitely a deal breaker. Another sister posted egregious lying, being disrespectful, talking to me any old kind of way, and a failure to communicate.
Oh my goodness.
And then we have wow, compulsive liar, control freaks, disrespectful. That's other deal breakers. One sister said asking me for naked pictures and telling me what to do and trying to make me do it.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Another sister said little scaredy cats are deal breakers. Be courageous. And our sister Hadia said liars, miscommunicators, or non-communicators, and people who are unwilling to grow. Again, all sisters posting. That's all I want to say is it's all sisters posting responding to these questions.
You know, I think this is really great discussion. Again, we have Amani Valentino, who's here with us live.
I love the way you say my name, right? I love the way you say my name because you know, the way you say it, you've always said it like the people from Africa say it. They don't put the R there, really. You know,
that's
Amani.
You know, I'm always special.
Amani.
You know what, Amani?
Amani.
You know what? So we have Amani Valentino here with us, and this is why I won't marry you, our show tonight. This is why he won't marry your ass. We're going to go to the phone lines because I see tons of you up here, and I just know we got a winner, and we're going to go to the caller. Calling in from area code 305, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing, Ms. Blue? How you doing, Ms. Esther? Caddy.
Brother, come on, brother.
Hey, Caddy.
Hey, Caddy.
Come on, brother.
I just wanted to,
right now.
I wanted to thank you, Brother Armani. I mean, I really thank you for putting the research out.
So while you're doing all of this thinking and putting the research out, tell us what you have found.
Really, I'm not a big fan of relationships. I'm not gonna lie to you. I never have been.
Why?
Well, it never worked for me because.
Right.
I'm different. You know, I'm not like most guys. I'm real. But I've always been passive and shy. And when every time I would meet like a lady that I'm interested in, it was always flipped. The script would always be flipped on me because I was always nice and too timid and. I was too easygoing, and I tried to listen to some of my friends that say you got to be tough and be a man, you know, but I just could never be that type of macho guy. I like things simple, you know. I can't be screaming.
Well, Caddy, let me tell you, because there are some beautiful sisters out there that really appreciate a brother with your personality that is – now, I'm gonna be 100 with you guys. Miss Blue – alpha male all the way. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just my style.
Me too. That's
just my style. Yeah. But however, yes, Amani.
That women trip me out with that because here this is the thing, okay? A brother like this right here, okay?
Yes.
He is an alpha male. He's such a strong male that he ain't got time for the problems. he ain't got time to argue back and forth with you.
That's
and
right.
And so he says, you know
right.
what? You know what? I would rather, if you're going to keep making this about you and making this an issue about your own insecurities that you may have or read into things that are not there or thoughts that aren't even crossing my mind, then, I gotta have a life to live. I can't have a heart attack over you.
Right.
Okay.
Well, no.
That is strength.
That's
and
not
so
what I'm
sometimes,
saying.
Women sometimes perceive strength the wrong way, though.
Well, maybe you misunderstood, and you're a man who's perceiving that
maybe
the wrong way.
Maybe
yeah.
I did.
What I'm saying is that there are women who appreciate his shyness in his nature, because
yeah,
that's the only
exactly.
position. There's
yeah.
absolutely nothing wrong with his attribute of who he is. That doesn't take away from his masculinity. No,
right.
I don't have a screaming on me or pulling me by my hair saying, come here.
Yes, you
that's
do.
Not what that
yes,
is.
You do. Yes, you do. That's what you want. That's what you want. That's what you want. You know that's what you want. Kevin, that's what they want, ain't Kevin. Ain't that what they want, Kevin? That's what they want, ain't
Oh my goodness! That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, you know, when I heard that song by what's his name? By the brother who
T.
sung
Rome.
It.
Mm-hmm.
T. Rome. When I heard that song, I thought, is this a brother crying, saying "fuck
yeah.
you, love, fuck you, love"? Like, usually that's sort of more of us women coming from that position. But I really can respect you calling in saying, you know, you're not going to do the love thing because women are just constantly taking advantage of you. And,
yeah.
you know, I don't like to hear anyone get taken advantage of. I think that's something we should never do to anyone. You know, so that kind of breaks my heart. But I know myself and I know many other sisters that you're the type of brother that we love that energy, you know,
exactly.
just that energy of loving. So why is it, and thank you, hold them on, thank you. But, Amani, why is it can't these energies get together?
Because what we have, I honestly feel, and that was one of my questions, which is what all of my writings are really about, trying to bridge a gap, you know, trying to bridge this gap here, bridge this gap there. And I think
right.
that what happens is that most of the time we have not discovered who we are. And then even if we have, many times the past, we have not properly healed from the past. I heard somebody say, until you heal, you'll bleed on
That's
everyone
right.
you teach or everyone that you're in a relationship
That's right.
with or everyone that you come in contact with. And so, for instance, this brother right here, he came in, he probably came from a very loving environment, I'm thinking, you know, I'm hoping that's what it was, for him to even want
yes.
to be just, you know, calm like he is, and
yes.
Where there wasn't probably a whole lot of drama. And then you got to look where many of these women in the African-American community, especially if he's getting with his sister, are coming from, okay? Single-parent homes, mama's frustrated, confused, bills have to be paid, all these different things. It's always a struggle. It's always a fight for something, okay? Then you get out into the real world, into college or late in high school, and women are fighting and jockeying for position and jockeying for attention from men, okay? Most of the time, it's the same guy.
Say that last
and
statement
so,
again. Can you say it one more time? Jockeying.
Women are fighting or jockeying for position. Position or of attention from men. It's always, well, my stuff is better than yours. I look better than you. And
yes.
so then we
yes,
have the same thing that because the men are many times being taught by women or will reflection of what we're seeing, then you say, oh, well, this is what I need to do. Oh, I need to have the biggest this. I need to drive this. I need to drive that if I want to get these women. And so what happens is that women naturally want security, so they'll gravitate towards certain things, and men naturally want what they want from the women, and so they'll gravitate towards certain things. And then when you get into either one of those, okay, because you're perceiving with your eyes, it was on, what movie was it on? Karate Kid, he said, you see only with your eyes, therefore you are easily fooled. Okay, he told him, you see only with your eyes, therefore you are easily fooled. And so I think that that is the answer to your question. Why can't these energies come together more often? Because we're seeing only with our eyes, and so we keep being fooled by fool's gold.
Right.
You know, fool's
right.
gold and
yes.
real gold look a whole lot alike. But when you test
yes,
them,
they
when
do.
You test it.
You know the difference. Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, Caddy, I'm so glad you came on the remix and put that energy out there. Sisters, go get Caddy. Caddy, don't give
can
up
I,
on
I,
love. Don't do it.
And can I ask you to do one thing for me, brother, if you will? And this is honest to God's truth, because I want the brothers, I want women to know that there are good men out here who want to love
yes.
them, who want to be with them. But part of that, we also as men, we have to heal from some of our own situations, okay? And so I would love for you to, if you would, go get my book called The Love Triangle, How to Heal from a Broken Heart, Hurt, Shame, Bitterness, and Betrayal. Because when a man loves and he gets hurt, we really, really hurt. Okay, we really, really hurt, and I know that as a man who
has
been hurt.
Your hurt ain't no different than no woman hurt.
Okay, like I said, brother, get the book. It's called The Love Triangle, How to Heal from a Broken Heart, Hurt, Shame, Bitterness, and Betrayal. I think it's like $12.99 on Amazon for the actual physical book, and I think I just made it like $4.99. Well, $6.99, but I think it's like $4.99 for the e-book. And it's really, really, really in-depth about my own personal experiences and the reason why I even wrote the book, because I had experienced two broken hearts almost back-to-back, and I was in that same place as you were.
Okay. I'll look it up.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right, Caddy. Well, thanks so much, Caddy, for calling in. Okay. Peace and love. Hold
Thank
the
you.
Line. Hold the line. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 682, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 682, you're live in the remix. They may be a little scared right there.
That's Texas. I wish they would say something. Come on, say something.
I wish they would say something, too. Say, too, don't be scared. Yeah, they scared.
Oh,
we'll come back to it. We'll go to the next caller, calling in from area code 903. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling. You know
Hello?
What? Yes, greetings.
Hello, my name is Eddie Lund. I'm
hey, Eddie Lund, what's going on?
Oh, you know I'm going to get you. You know I'm going to get you.
I think I'm going to get you.
Oh, what do you
First
mean?
Of all, listen,
you
I went to junior high and high school with this woman, so she can, you know,
Aww,
know where I live.
Wait. Well, welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Armani, where do you get off saying that if you get with a woman and you get together and you go out, that she should expect the man to pay?
She should
now,
or should
come on
not.
Down, You're
she should or
she
should
shouldn't.
Not expect a man to.
She should.
No, I said, no, she should not. And what I said is she should not expect him to pay.
Why?
Why should she?
I like her already.
I know. Why should she expect him to pay?
We're lacking gentlemen. That's the problem.
Hold on. Eddie, am I a gentleman? You've known me for many years. Am I a gentleman?
You're not a gentleman if you don't.
No, that's not what I asked you. That's not what I asked you, Eddie. That is not what I asked you.
See, I called in to learn something tonight.
Hold on. Am I, based on what you know, and you know you have known me for a long time, am I a gentleman?
Up until this point, yes.
Good answer.
Oh, I'm done. So what I'm hearing you saying is that yes, Armani, you are a gentleman. I know you are a gentleman, which is why I'm actually surprised that you would say what you said. And hopefully you
exactly.
get some understanding on it. And so let me give you some understanding on what I'm saying, okay? One of the things that, you know, you know how I'm here with my mom and my two sisters. That's how I grew up. I was always very nice, very gentleman to almost every woman and man that I met. I didn't even like guys saying certain things to women. You know, I would stand up for women. All my whole life, okay?
True.
And I'm still that way right now. And really and truly, most of what I do is to try and empower women, because I feel when you empower a woman, you empower a whole society. When you educate a woman, you educate a whole society, because women carry the seed of the next generation and generation and generation.
But you can't educate something that's already educated.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hear me out. You can always educate. As smart as I am, the smarter I get, the more I figure out I don't know. Okay, straight up. And so to answer your question, what I'm saying is this, is that when you come to the table as a woman who has her own, as you do, and I have my own, as I do, and we go out and we have a good time, let me offer to pay. But there's nothing wrong with you offering to pay either. Do you understand? Because then what that does is that puts me in my mind, at least in my mind, I don't know about other men, but it puts in my mind that this is a woman, for one, that, hey, she's not looking for a handout from me. She's not looking for me to do something for her just to be doing something for her because I'm supposed to. Well, where's the rule book that says I'm supposed to? There isn't one. Just like there isn't one that says that I'm not supposed to. And so if it's
or to wear makeup.
Then, right, exactly. If she wants to wear makeup, forget you. If she wants to wear makeup, she can wear makeup. But what I'm saying is that if you call me and say, Armani, hey, would you take me out? Yeah, no problem. I'll take you out. Or if you say that, then I know we're supposed to be going. But say, hey, let's meet up and let's go do so and so. Okay, cool. We meet up. It's friends as far as I know.
I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, Eddie Lund's not going to ask you to take her out because you're going to ask Eddie Lund. I don't do that.
That's right, and so if I ask you that, as I said earlier, if I ask you to go out, I'm gonna pay. I don't have no problem with that. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
But what I was talking about, there were multiple women who I'd met, as well as women that I met across the country, who figured that every time they go out, the man is supposed to pay. And I'm thinking to myself, y'all make the same amount of money, okay? He makes $40,000, you make $40,000. Every time y'all go out, he got a car note just like you. He got a house note just like you. He got student loans more than likely just like you. He might have a child or two just like you. When he has bills that he has to take care of as well. And so to alleviate some of that from him, since the woman, according to the Bible, is supposed to be the helpmate, if you're going to be the helpmate, I feel why not helpmate more often up front? I don't think there's anything wrong with it, just like I don't think there's anything wrong with the man paying at all. I don't think there's anything, and I don't want that. Hopefully that's not the message that I was sending, if it was.
Once in a blue moon. Once in a blue moon.
Get off this phone, Edson. Get off this phone.
You know, she brings up a really good point, though. You know, I guess here's the thing, and call me crazy. I just feel like men, in general, of course, I'll say like Brother Armani, if it ain't you, you know, don't get your boxers in a bind. But I feel like men, what they want is they want this traditional little Barbie doll, but then all of a sudden when it comes to the dating aspect, oh, you're supposed to be like one of the homies.
No, I don't think so. I think that's not what I'm saying. What I think is if you look at Michelle Obama, do you see a woman that's this passive and submissive type of woman? That do you see weakness? Edwin, when you see Michelle Obama, do you see weakness?
Not at all.
Hey, right, and I don't either. When you see Barack Obama, do you see weakness?
No. When you see me, do you see weakness?
Come on,
I will say this, though. When Barack Obama first started dating Michelle Obama, oh, he did pay for stuff. How about that?
Hear me out. And you know what he paid for? He paid for what he could afford. He didn't, because like she said, he came
exactly.
Picking up. The car was so messed up that it I could see outside while I'm sitting in the car through the floor. It was a hole in the floorboard or in the door or something.
Right.
It was really ragged his car. So she said they went and their date was ice cream. You know what
I'm saying?
That's right. Ice cream.
That's
it wasn't
right.
Like this. Well, you got to take me out and you got to spend this and you got to spend that. As I talked about the 99 question.
I guess, and I guess I just don't know. I really want a woman like that to call in because I don't know women like that. I don't.
Right.
And I talk to a lot of women.
Well, everyone I say, I'm supposed to pay.
Yeah, you're supposed
yeah,
to
pay. Yeah, I think here's my problem. Let me stand up. And maybe this is taking it a bit too far, but I'm going to do this. It's the remix, and I want to take it far. Here's my problem.
Take it far.
This is the problem I feel. I feel that men, particularly when it comes to culturally, are men. They don't stand up and be a man enough. Now, if you want to say that the woman is supposed to be out there on the front lines doing the battle, then I can understand you telling me that when we go out to dinner, then I need to pay if I ask you or something like that. But this is why our children aren't protected. This is why our women aren't protected. This is why our societies are the way they are. Because to me, this mentality is men trying to be in the position of women. Oh, if you ask me out, then you need to pay. I shouldn't have to pay for you just because we men or what? Do you want to be a man? And I said this before, either man up or baby down.
Okay. This is what the situation is. Okay. And this is what most women don't know. My mom had to remind me of this. Because when I was finishing up, this is why I won't marry. I was really like, you know, I've underperformed in my life. I really haven't reached the pinnacles that I wanted to reach. I'm not where I wanted to be
right.
Financially. I'm not, you know, I'm just not where I want to be or the goals that I, you know, have for my own life. Am I a failure?
Right.
No, I'm not. But I just hadn't reached the goals that I want. She said, listen, Armani. She said, I want you to count your blessings. She said, because the average man, she said, you're actually way ahead of the curve, okay, way ahead of the curve. She said, the average man does not even achieve financial success to speak of before the age of around 40 or 45 years old. And I said, well, that sounds good. And that's why I was reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, you know, like the most successful book on self-help and wealth that there is of all time. And in the book,
right.
As I was reading it, he said the same exact thing that my mom is saying. And I said, well, wow. Okay, maybe I shouldn't feel so bad about my, you know, where I'm at right now. Not that I'm
so
just,
do you think you feel so bad because of women?
No, I don't think, not that. I have my own, I'm a self-motivated individual. I set my own goals for myself. It has nothing to do with that. This is what I want to do for me, because I like to be
right.
able to give and to, I know the more, I'm already giving a whole lot of myself and in my life.
Yes, yes.
When you do have
but
more
the
money
average,
to give.
The average brother then, not you, the average brother, do you think that they feel that this is because of women?
No, I think that what has happened is that the media has portrayed a very false image, especially in African American culture, from where
yeah.
if you don't have this, then you are not anything. We are measured by what we have as far as financially, whereas women are measured by the way they look on the outside. And I think that that is a big mistake in our walk of life, because if I go back right back to what I said about Michelle and Barack, if we look where they were 18 years ago, 20 years ago, we're looking at two totally different people than we see now. Do you understand? They saw each other as they see each other now. They had this vision back then, and they walked into this vision together. Do you understand?
And right.
I think that what has happened is that we have not been taught how to be patient. If you look at most African-American runners or athletes, most of the sports that we do are not sports that require long training. They don't, you know, we usually run the sprints. We don't run the long races. Venus and Serena, their father said, I wanted them to play tennis because there were not a lot African Americans in that, because it takes years to learn that as a skill. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Versus, well, hey, I can just get out there and throw the ball in the hoop and I'm good, and I'm going to do that.
Don't underestimate that. That take a lot of skill too. Now that take a lot of skill.
Well, I'm not saying it doesn't, but I mean we can go to any you know, we can go to any basketball park in any hood in any place in America and you'll see plenty of brothers playing, but we can go to those same tennis courts at probably on that same exact place and there's not one brother out there playing tennis at most of
the time. Amani, I have to speak up for my brothers and sisters in the sports world on this. And a lot of those sports that you're speaking about are European sports. And so we're not going to – wait, hold on a second. A lot of them are European
sports. Basketball was a European sport.
No, it wasn't. No. They used to play what is known today as basketball in ancient Kemet. That's not a European sport.
All of this. That's what I'm saying. All of this. But if you're going to base it off of what you're saying here on this mm-hmm. side of the world, then
mm-hmm.
it is. But I know even all of the sports, the baseballs, all of that is.
That's right. It is.
You know, so it's not. But I was using that as an example. Of the mindset of where we are in our relationships and life, period, point blank, take the first thing that the Bible talks about with the definition of love, and that is what love is: patient. Okay, and when we get into these relationships, many times we lack the patience for things to materialize, whether
yes.
it's spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. Like if you get mm-hmm. with a woman and she's overweight, sometimes. If you would
mm-hmm.
work with that woman and you would stick with that woman, those 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds will come off if you're patient enough. And then you might would have a really healthy woman physically as well as a woman that would treat you perfect. Yes.
Right. But can I tell you something else that's a misconception is just because you skinny don't mean you healthy.
No. I of all people know that. I'm skinny, but I am healthy, but
I just wanted to preference that because that's a misconception.
No.
I do a lot of holistic healing, and it's a whole lot of people who are overweight that are healthy.
I tell skinny folks that all the time.
Yeah.
I tell skinny folks.
Yeah.
I tell skinny
yeah.
folks
that
all the
you
time.
Healthy.
You know that doesn't mean anything. No, not at all. But I use that as an example because if you look at women,
I
said,
mm-hmm.
they're looking for. Most of the time, what they see visually, what a man has, a man most of the time is looking at a woman physically, what she has, her beauty, her outside.
Okay,
you understand?
That's a valid point.
We both need to be looking inward.
Yes,
and
that's right.
That's another reason why we keep missing. Why can't these energies come together? Because we keep missing. We
mm-hmm.
keep missing the inner part of one another because we keep judging everything by what we see on the outside.
So true. Very good point. Hold the line. Thank you so much for calling in to the caller who called in. Peace and greetings. Hold the line.
No, Eddie Line. I'm going to get you, Eddie Line.
No. Thank you for calling in. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 954. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I know who that is. I almost know who that is. Don't even say nothing. I can guarantee you it is probably
954.
Stacy Ann.
We'll come back. We're going to go to the next. It's a lot of 954s, so I don't know which one. Calling in from area code. These are only the people. Oh, let me say this. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 if you have something you want to say. There we go. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 404? Okay, 404 is not. We're going to go to the next caller calling from area code 216. They have the remix in the background. 216?
Peace and greetings, Mr. Lynn.
Peace and greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Belinda from Cleveland.
Okay, greetings to you, Belinda from Cleveland. You wanted to chime in on the discussion, or are you one of those?
No, I wanted to chime in on the discussion. Well, see, I'm from the old school, so I was taught that from my parents that if a man going to date me or whatever or try to get to know me, he has to pay for everything or treat me as though I'm worthy. open the doors and, you know, all of that.
Right.
I mean, I want my man to be a man. Don't you know, get me wrong. I mean, I don't mind sharing, you know, some time to pay for things, but not, you know, only if y'all don't think he has it.
No, I agree with you. That's what I want my man to do, too. And I also want him to, if somebody breaking in the house, to get his ass up and go see, not
right.
tell me, wait a minute, we here together, you go look, too.
Right.
No,
right.
I don't want that.
let me say this.
Otherwise, why would you
want to? Right?
I wouldn't want to venture out if I couldn't find a man who was going to be a man. I mean, I could be by myself.
Let me say this.
But I'm very independent anyway, so. Okay, go
ahead.
Let
me say this, and that's one of the reasons also why women are not married. And I put this in the book specifically. One of the reasons is too independent. You know, sometimes women can take this, have taken it, really women have taken this independent thing a little too far. Because I go back to what I said before, women want to be treated like a lady many times when it's convenient.
Not when it's convenient. No.
Hold on. Let me finish my statement.
Okay, go ahead.
And because I tell you, as Adeline said, up until when, right now, she thought I was up until what I said. I am that guy growing up, and even still as a grown man today, I open up the doors for women. Any woman I've dated will tell you, Armani never once stopped opening up a door for me, okay? When we go out, unless I absolutely do not have anything, I'm going to pay for what it is. Okay, but when we are first starting off our dating, okay, especially in the time where we are now, I honestly feel, and people who don't agree, like I said, that's fine.
Right.
When we go out, if I want to take you out somewhere nice, well, let's forget even somewhere nice. If you want to go out, say, hey, let's meet up and talk or whatever, just to have and go out and, you know, have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
If we go out. Like she said, if you're going out with a friend, since we're just friends, okay?
Okay.
The first two or three dates, I don't think I should have to pay for this if we are going out as friends.
If I approached you
and I asked you out, that's a different story. Do you understand? But if you're talking, you're like, hey, let's go out. Let's just go hang out.
She better not call you, Armani. She better not call you unless she got some dollar bills.
They know better than that. They know better than that.
You know what? No. See, I couldn't do that one. So I don't even teach my daughter
that's
that.
Fine. I ain't got no problem with it, but what I'm trying to tell women is this. Obviously, what they've been doing is not working. Listen to a man that is trying to talk to them and help them out. It ain't been working. Whatever they've been doing ain't been working.
Okay, that's the scenario. Suppose you had a daughter. What thing?
I got a daughter.
What kind of advice is you going to give her? When she
what
meets,
you mean? I'm going to show her how to get that money. I'm going to show her how to get her own money.
Okay.
Is it really about her having her own money? Hold on, it's about her coming to the table. Okay, it's about her coming.
It's about her bringing something to the table as opposed to her coming to the table just to eat and get up and leave. My mama taught me, listen, either you're going to pay for the food, either you're going to cook the food, or either you're going to wash the dishes. Okay? Now, if you're doing all three, there's something wrong with that.
Oh, no.
That's what my mama taught me, okay? She said, listen, if I'm going to buy the food, one of y'all going to cook it, and somebody, you know, I had two sisters. Everybody going to contribute in some way, shape, form, or fashion.
Well, no. No, I get that. But so you don't believe in the whole dating. There is no such thing as dating with you. Because you can never get to dating.
But what I'm saying is that, yes, there is dating, but the way things have been going, dating has to change. Dating has to become a more equal ground, especially now.
It has been. Armani, it has been. It's so equal. You have single women who have men coming to live with them, and they're taking care of the men. Where have you been? It's changed.
So I agree with that 100%. Just like the same way you have women, men doing the same thing. And so what I'm saying is that up front, if we know these things up front, do you understand? If we know these things up front and we come to the table more prepared
prepared for women to be like men? Hey, Imani, you want to go hang out tonight? And I got you, my man. I got you. Go on and get what you want. No.
That's not what I'm saying,
no.
And y'all are taking it the wrong way. Y'all are taking it the wrong way. That's not what I'm saying at all, Blue.
Oh, but she's saying it should be equal. But you're saying it should be equal.
Here's the thing.
Everything.
Here's my thing for my man. I'm going to take care of you. If we're friends, I got you. I don't have you all the time. I agree with that. But I got you. I got you based upon just what I feel about
thing,
you.
That's the same exact thing that I'm saying. That's the same
and
exact
it,
thing that I am
but
saying.
But I agree with
but
that.
It, but it should
but
not
I,
come out out front, out the gate that I'm supposed to pay. Because then what
I
happens
think it
is
should.
This, okay?
I think it should. If you are the man and you are interested
there's a psychology
in dating,
there's a psychology if, into that. And this
it
is how
sure
a lot
is.
Of women get trapped in the wrong relationships, okay? This is how a lot of women get trapped in the wrong relationships.
Let's
I
hear
promise
this
you straight
one.
Up 100%. You go out with a man and he's paying, okay? He is counting up in his head. I told my mom that she went out on a date recently, okay? The man is counting up in his head how much he is putting out, period, point blank, up front. Okay? At a certain point, he's like, okay, what have I gotten from my investment of doing this? My
then
generation
needs
to figure out because
we
watched both
of
them.
He's not a man.
No,
he's a little.
So he's not a
he's
man
not
because
a,
he.
No, he's not
He's trying to
pick up a prostitute. And so that's
no,
where he needs
you,
to go put his money at.
You said
he's
trying to pick
man.
Up a prostitute, exactly.
Yes.
And that is the way women are presenting themselves by saying, you got to pay
no.
for this.
No.
Pay
well,
for
I don't
this.
Mean, no,
you
no, no.
Pay
no,
for
no,
this.
No, no,
no.
No. No, I don't.
Why,
I,
listen,
I disagree.
If I come to the table, if I you, I don't. That's fine if you disagree. But as I tell women all the time, how has that been working out? Women want
wonderful.
To be mad. I
wonderful.
Know women want to be
mad.
I know women
want to
be
mad. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful.
I know women
want
to be. I know women want to be married to me.
I'm not going to pretend
okay.
that there's not women who want to be in a committed relationship. I agree with you wholehearted. I guess the part that I'm really in opposition of, because we are saying the same thing as far as that.
Yes.
Here's what I'm saying. In our society, particularly when it comes to African-American and women, when it comes to that relationship, I don't know what rock you've been under, Imani. I know you're out there, and you're a beautiful brother, beautiful energy. Well, listen, you're under a rock because this is what's really going on. You got brothers who got not one woman, four, five women, and they're taking care
oh,
of
I know.
Him.
Right.
I know.
You understand what
I know.
I'm saying? They're taking care of him. And also, when we start to think about the breakdown in the family structure, while there's so many homes where there's single parents and there is no man in the home, because that man does not want responsibility. Okay. And responsibility starts when we say, hello, how are you? What is your intention? And that goes for the woman, too. You shouldn't, as a woman, be looking at no man as no meal ticket. I don't agree with that.
Thank you.
But
that's,
also,
that's
the,
what I am saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. And when women,
well,
and if
then,
women will get if women will get what you just said, those exact words that I wanted to say, and thank you so much for saying it. If women will get that, if they will get what you just said, okay, it will be a whole lot easier for them to find the brother that will do those things. But if they are
that's
looking
right.
for that
but
exactly, it is running from them, or they are being used by those same men that may have it. So, you know what, I'm just going
to
use her, and then when I'm done,
today,
I'm gone. Because
I'm
I know exactly
tell you,
what she wants.
Right. But here's the ticket today. Today, sisters and brothers are not pimping each other with a date. They pimping each other with knowledge.
and what they can get from them. Most brothers,
right.
believe it or not, and I know we had this conversation 4 or 5 years ago, most of them have a misogynistic attitude when it comes to a strong woman. You want me to be strong enough that I'm making my own money, that I can support myself, be secure with myself, but, oh, when it comes to you, I'm not supposed to look to you for nothing? What am I supposed to look to you for? I need to be able to look to you for something. Otherwise, what the hell I need a man for? If I
and
can't
that's the same
look
way, and that's the
for
same
nothing.
Way, that's the same way. That's the same way the brothers, many of the brothers who across the country, good men that I've met, men that I'm like, brother, why are you not married? You know, and even like the young man that called in and was the first caller, that's the same exact
yes.
way they feel. What do I need? Is this one song? I don't need it, a feeder. If that's all you're here for is for me to feed you and to have sex, I might as well get a prostitute. You understand? Well,
exactly.
I might as well get a prostitute.
I agree with that because I think you need to come to the table with more than trying to figure out if I got weave in my hair, if my ass is wearing makeup.
Right, so here we... every time I think we were going to step forward, we come 5 steps back. I'm done with you, Miss Lou. I'm done, okay? I'm done.
A lot of women out there like me, I'm not like that. A lot of women aren't like that. I always had a job. When I found the man, I've always had a job.
I didn't look for that in a man.
I just want a companionship,
right.
whatever. You know, I don't look for materialistic things.
And so that's the piece. That's the piece where most men do not know how to communicate, because most of the time, I'm not saying they don't know how to communicate. They don't usually communicate. I heard one of the women talking about non-communication or doesn't want to communicate, because many times a man gets judged for the way he expresses himself, however that may be.
I didn't do that to my man. You don't break each other down like that.
Walk on the hill with me for a second, if you don't mind. Just walk on the hill, since it ain't you. Walk on the hill with me for another woman that may be out there that's hearing this right now, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
The man that expresses himself, learn your man or the man that you are with to learn how he expresses his love to you and what that means. And when he expresses love, that's what he's expressing, versus you wanting it how you want it when he may not even know how. Learn the way he expresses love first, and then teach him the way you want to be loved. I'll say it again. Learn the way he expresses love first, then teach him the way you want to be loved.
All I'm saying is
we do a whole lot of teaching, and I can't get a dinner.
You can get a dinner, but
do what happens later on in the evening? Do I have to give up something for that dinner?
What am I getting for the dinner?
We're going back to this now. This is what I was talking about.
I'm just supposed to give.
No, that's not give. No. I don't believe in that. No. I will honestly say that, and yes, I do know there are some women out there, they try to pimp with their bodies. They try to pimp with those things. I don't believe in that. No. It should be a give and receive relationship, both parties.
Yeah, and that's where the relationships begin to go sour, the ones that are already going good, and that's where, as I said, and this is why I won't marry you. The reason why people cheat, both men and women cheat for the same reasons. For any time that anyone cheats, they cheat because they feel they are being cheated. You understand? They feel they're being cheated,
right.
So they cheat.
That makes sense. But it sounds like we can't even get to the relationship because we can't decide who's going to pay for dinner.
No, that's symbolic of it,
but I understand what you mean.
Most men will pay, but when you come with that expectation, like you call me and you want to go out, and we've never been out, and you call me saying you want to go out, and I say, okay, let's meet up and, you know, let's go wherever. You say, hey, meet me at so-and-so. And when I get there, you're underhandedly trying to get me to pay for something because you just want to, whatever. Like, I don't understand that mentality. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't understand that either. But what I will say is
but it's
that
out there.
If you
it's out there and it's very
if
rare.
You if you've accepted the invitation and you're a man, if you're my friend and I called you, listen, you're my friend and I called you and I say, let's go hang out, then I may pay for you.
I'm expecting to pay for my own stuff.
Or you may pay for your own stuff. But
and I may also pay for yours.
If we are in some sort of relationship, getting to know each other, then I think most women, and I'm going to speak, and I have some brothers PMing me right now, and they say, I agree with Ms. Blue. I think that as the man, then you need to take some sort of a lead here. I do. I'm just a traditional girl like that. Don't
put me
in a
position. What I'm saying is this. I don't disagree with what you all are saying. As Eddie Lyon said, she said up until I said this, she's always known me as what?
As a gentleman, she did say that.
Right, and she knows me pretty well as I'm sure some of the other people do. What I'm saying
right.
is this, is that things are constantly changing. We're having issues in our relationships left and right, men and women, older, younger, and everywhere in between.
Yes.
Part of the reason why we're having these issues is because we are coming to the table, and when we come to the table, we're sitting down, and everybody is looking to be served as opposed to serving. It should be a race, I feel, the way we are now, for me to be a benefit to
yes.
you as the man, but also
I believe that.
For you to be a benefit to me. If you're calling yourself any follower
yes.
of any major religion
that's
in the
right.
world is all about service to the other person. One of the
that's
reasons
right.
why the
I agree.
Can keep breaking down is because we want to be served as opposed
instead
to serving. Two people that can come to a relationship saying, hey, I'm going
yes.
to serve you and you're going to serve me, meaning that at times I'm not even going to be in the position to serve you. Even if it is financially I can serve you, I might not be able to emotionally be able to serve you because I'm so busy
that's right.
right now at this point.
And that's why I don't believe, I don't personally believe in 50-50. No relationship, no friendship is 50-50. There are times I'm going to have to give 90 and you give 10. And there's going to be
exactly.
times where
versa.
You may have to
and
give 60
versa.
And 40. I think a lot of these problems can be solved if brothers would learn how to go after women that they feel is women of their equal and Yes?
Can I tell you this? One of the things
yeah.
that has happened that I've noticed over just the last 6 years, I agree with you on that. However,
mm-hmm.
there's a thin line nowadays, and it's very thin. It's a bigger gap than what it used to be when the woman who said, you know, she's old, was a bigger, much bigger gap. It's a much smaller gap than what it used to be. A man that really likes a woman nowadays, if he calls her more times than what she thinks he should, it may be like 5 or 6 times before she calls him back, he's considered a stalker. Versus a man that really
yes.
is interested in her and really likes her. And so
right.
the men who do believe, you know, hey, I'm going to approach this woman. I'm going to actually pursue this woman. Okay, I'm going to actually pursue this woman versus chasing this woman. I'm going to pursue this woman. They get a bad name. They get a bad rap as being hungry or stalkers or desperate or
yes.
all these
or
different
desperate.
Things. It's like,
yes.
Right. We got to sit back nowadays, and we kind of almost got to let women kind of come to us, reel us in, and then we got to come. And then we can't come too far because we come too far, then they push away. And so it's like, you know, like it's a joke. They had a dog named Stay. And the dog turned crazy because the owner would say, come here, Stay. And so the dog would start to come here. And then
you
say,
know
come
what,
here,
Imani?
Come here, Stay. You know, so that's the way men are right now in relationships. It's a lot like that. The men who are good men and who are gentlemen and who are trying to actively pursue women.
Mm-hmm.
Women want to be chased. Women want to be chased nowadays versus
no.
They don't know the difference.
No. We don't want to be chased.
No, we don't want to be chased. I can speak for women. We don't want to be chased.
You want to be pursued? You want to be pursued?
I don't want to be chased. I don't even want to,
you don't
be,
want to be pursued.
Pursued. I don't want to be pursued.
Oh,
I want.
So then, what am I supposed to do then? What if I'm not going to chase you, and you don't want to pursue you? Then that leads. What's that lead? I got to go get a prostitute then, right?
No.
Is that what I got to do?
You know why, Amani?
You want me to come to a good woman? You want me to come to a good woman, right? You a good woman? Okay.
Me.
I'm trying to be a gentleman. A gentleman approaches
me.
A woman.
You can get to know me, and we can engage each other. But no chasing and no pursuing is necessary. See, because
well,
all
I'm gonna let you know my intention up front, though.
Well, there you go. And see, once you put that intention out there, and I call you and say, "Hey, Amani, you want to go hang out?" You already didn't put we. We both put the intention out there. You already know.
But if I ain't putting no intention out, though, and you just calling me up like this woman called me talking about she wants to go bowling and go out to eat, and I was like, oh, okay, well, cool. Let me see how much money I got and see what I got to do and this, that, and the other for me, you know, see if I got what I got. She said, okay, cool.
I know you guys.
She wanted me to
play. Yes, I know, and that's wrong. I know
she's
you guys
still
are
right
dying
now.
I know you guys
she's
are dying.
Still single right now, by the way.
I know you. I know you guys are dying. And by the way, single is not always a bad thing because you'd rather be single than be with some dash.
She don't
want to
be single, so it's a bad thing. She don't want to be.
Then yes, it is.
Let me quit tripping. I'm just tripping right now. I'm really having fun because on this with Miss Blue, I can be 100% myself. When I come to her show and a couple other people's shows that I'm on. Sometimes I have to, you know, be politically correct. On this show, I don't have to be politically correct. So I'm going to say whatever I want to say, okay?
And that's what we want. We want that. We really do. We're going to go to the next caller. I see you guys all on the call lines. It's a beautiful share. We're talking about one of Amani's latest projects, and he has so many out there, so definitely you guys want to check out his website. Because there's so much out there for you at www.AmaniValentino.com. And when you get over there, all of you, you know, if you want to lose weight, sisters, don't ask your fat friends. That's also one of Amani's books.
Yeah, and it really works as well.
And it really
works. It
really great
works.
Reviews on it. You guys need to definitely check it out. And go check out all of his great, amazing work over there. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Blue?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Hey, what's up? It's Ab calling from Brooklyn.
I'm
what's going on?
I'm
over here listening to this whole show, and, you know, peace to Mother Monty. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, sister? I'm having
you
a good time.
Really,
so you
got me confused. As of yet, I still haven't heard one logical reason as to why he won't marry me. It seems like he must be crazy or something. He can't make up his mind. He's confused, and he's blaming me for stuff. I don't know. I ain't got it yet. I ain't figured it out. I'm feeling kind of stupid over here. Okay, but, first of all, if we're going out, yes, you're going to pay. What's wrong with not having an expectation? But some things are just an unwritten rule. Some things you just know as a man, that's your place. That's what you do. Now, of course, if I call you and say, hey, listen, I got tickets to whatever's going on. You know, can you come hang out with me? Don't worry, I got you. Different
what
story.
If you call me to go bowling, though? What if you call me to go
if
bowling?
If I call you to go bowling, so then we go bowling. And guess what? Either I'm going to come out and ask you, yo, you got it? I got the shoes. You got the bowl? The bowl?
There you go.
I'm working this out. And, I mean, real talk, you know one thing that I was laughing about? I just watched this movie earlier. Listen to me. I was watching Dave Chappelle's, what was his movie? Oh, my God, it's on the tip of my tongue. The movie when he did when he was smoking and everything. He
Yeah.
Took the girl out. He didn't have a dime in his pocket. Half baked. Thank you, Jay Wood. He didn't have a dime in his pocket, and they went to. They went out for a walk. They had ice cream. They had soda. It was all
right.
Good, and she had a great time. That exists.
Right.
That happens. So it's like it seems like what's happening or who you're speaking of is a particular type of woman. So maybe it should be why he won't marry this particular type of woman, because most of us are not like that. I have absolutely no problems paying for stuff, but guess what? I'm special. You want to spend some time with me, first of all. If I'm even going
too,
out with
I'm
you,
special
it
too,
has not already
I'm
been established that we like each other. You did?
It
only has to be established that we like each other. We ain't even going to go out. If I ain't stealing,
I'm
going to stop you. I'm going to stop you
I'm
at the job.
Too.
Oh, listen, bro, we ain't even going there. You understand?
Oh,
so,
let me,
but if I'm
let me tell you how special I am. I'm so special that I'm a heterosexual black male that loves women, that knows how to be with one woman. I ain't a cheater. I ain't a beater. I ain't no thief. You know, I ain't got no criminal record. Got a college degree. Very well versed across multiple lines. Okay, I'm kind of a little special too. So I'm looking at you. I'm looking at myself as being just as special as you are. And I got something that you want, and you got something I want.
But that's where
the issue is. The issue is that the woman, which is very special, I believe if there was no God to worship, a woman would be the next thing for us to worship. I really do believe that. But when it comes to where we are, and let me say this. This is not the basis of my book. This one little piece of conversation that we have is not the basis of my
book. Oh, yes.
Book.
No.
Just,
right.
Just so we know that for sure, okay? It's not the
basis
of my book. I know that if I am able to do something, okay, where we are as men and women in this life, you are my rib, meaning you are, as far as I'm concerned, you are equal to me because you are right by my side. You are right by my side, not behind me, not in front of me, but right beside me. Like what we see, what I feel with Michelle and Barack when we look at them. We don't look at either of them as being superior. We look at them as being two very equally yoked individuals, okay? You have to know as a woman that just because a man is not in the position to pay or decides not to pay for a date with you, and you feel that he should, that does not make him a bad prospect for marriage. Does, and it also does not make him a less of a man. If we go
it
to
does,
Proverbs 31,
does,
if we go to Proverbs
does.
31.
Okay, first of all.
It does if he mm-hmm. comes with the intention to say, I'm not going to pay. It does.
Well,
make
I feel
it.
That it makes a woman less of a woman. I feel it makes a woman less. I agree with you. I agree with you totally on that. I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel that it makes a woman less of a woman if she comes with the intention not to pay, especially if she has asked. Okay? Now, if I ask
if
you.
She
all,
has what?
It's,
if she has what?
Especially
did you
if,
say
she
if she has
asked. No.
You said axe. I thought you said especially
you
if she has axe. I was going to say, well, what does my axe got to do with it? I'm sorry.
With some men, they got a whole lot to do with it. With some men,
wow.
They got a whole lot to do with it. You can get the whole check. You ain't got to ask. You ain't even got to ask. As long as you got some ass. You ain't got to ask. So, some men, you know, straight up. But what I'm saying is, and I really
oh,
want to try this. Okay, should a man pay if he asks a woman out on a date? I absolutely 100% all for that. I am 100% for that. That's what I believe. That's what I teach. That's what I teach my nephews now to this day. One of them, two of the oldest two, you know, they've gone on some little movie dates and things like that, and I teach that. Okay, I teach that to them. He, matter of fact, one of them went on a little date with his little friend tonight. And he paid
aww.
For the date for the movie.
Did he pay? Why did he pay?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. Because he asked her. But also, come to find out, the little girl has asked him, and guess what she did? She used her money to pay as well.
Ooh,
so
her mama should have stopped her.
No. Because that's the only money she should have had was mad money. Hold on. They are friends, okay? And just like Eddie Lund,
and they're not dating, and they shouldn't be dating
right.
if they're just
he's
friends.
Not he's, date, 15, right.
he's 15 years old. They're having chaperone dates or chaperone
then
outings.
Then it's a date, and she shouldn't have paid. She should not have
Hear
paid.
Me out. No, see, that's... Listen.
Go ahead, because I want to read something. Go ahead.
As a man in the music industry, there was a rule. There was a rule that they had, and with business as well, but definitely in the record industry, in the music business years ago. I don't even know if they still teach this, but it was something that said, don't go broke trying to promote. The one thing, and this is the same words that it means in Proverbs 31, when the mom is talking to her son, she said, do not give all your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. What will end up happening, if you do these things with the wrong women, and it's very easy to do nowadays,
it is very easy to do.
Lil Wayne said, you cannot treat these hoes like ladies. You do not know.
Hear me out, y'all. That's fine. Go ahead.
What I just dealt with, whether you know or not, I dealt with three different types of women, three different words that they would have heard, three different types of men, words. I dealt with the spiritual man. I dealt with the man from the street. I dealt with the spiritual woman, the woman from the street.
Yes.
Then I also dealt with the teenager. Okay, who's being taught at home. They may not be being taught this, they may not be being taught that, but they're being taught by their parent or by, for this case, my uncle, as well as the young lady's mom, who says, well, listen, you can't go out unless there's a chaperone. So she's being taught some good things. Now, she decides to, as a friend, to buy my nephew something, and he receives it. He's a fool not to receive. Because then he's cutting off his own blessing.
No, I agree with that. That's different.
You cannot receive anything from a woman. So it means you aren't supposed to have a woman
no.
give you anything.
No, it's not that. But one of the things you said earlier, Imani, you said women have a lot of pressure. Most of them are single parents. They're holding it down. They're raising the children. They come from broken homes where the men are not there. So the men are also coming from those same homes.
Do you get what I'm saying? The men are also coming from those same homes.
I agree. Men are also coming from them same homes, but they are also the ones leaving those homes. Here's one of the things I want to ask you, because you made some mention to this in your book. Why don't men respect wisdom? Why don't men respect wisdom?
Women also don't respect wisdom.
No, but I'm asking, why don't men respect wisdom?
I need you to go a little deeper with that question before I can answer it. No, I need you to be specific because I want to make sure that I'm answering a specific question.
Okay, here's what I want to ask you. In your research of what you've done, one of the things you say that we've talked a lot here because, of course, for discussion, we've talked about it from the woman's point of view, but we also know that this can apply both ways, men, women, either way we want, however you want to take it. But when it comes to wisdom, why is it, do you think, based on your research, based on the work you've done, based on your own life experience, men do not respect wisdom? They reject it. Why do you feel men reject wisdom?
Because they don't know. You know, one of the things, I think the same thing when I ask, why do women reject 99 questions that I put out, you know, when I was much younger, and they had all their different reasons. My first 1,000 copies I sold, 70%, 700 of the books were sold to African-American straight males. Okay, so I can't.
Okay, but why do men not respect wisdom?
Because they want to see, let me, I'm asking, I'm answering the question. People feel that they people most of the time feel that they know. And then when they don't know and they know they don't know, they figure that they're going to find out on their own. And that's okay, because really and truly, words don't teach. Life experiences teach. As you said, if nothing else moves you, life will. Very few, very few, very few people will take words of wisdom, no matter who they're coming from, and actually use them. When we take the words of wisdom, okay, these are wise. If you take the words of wisdom, those make you wise.
Okay, so but you still, but you're still doing, you're still doing some tap dancing here, and I know you got this answer. Why don't men why don't men respect wisdom? Men, not people.
The Bible says stiff-necked, hard-hearted, and rebellious. So, you know. That's why I need you to be specific, because the reason is because some people don't even know what wisdom is. Some people don't know what wisdom. Some men don't know wisdom.
So you, you're telling me, so men don't respect wisdom because they don't know. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, they came out of the womb of their mother. Why don't men respect wisdom?
You cannot respect something if you don't know what it is. Okay.
Okay.
A
so
man, even as a man, even
know
as a child.
What wisdom is? Why doesn't men know what wisdom is?
Because they do. They have not been taught. You cannot teach what you don't know, and you can't lead where you won't go. And so, therefore,
so hold on.
You
cannot. I'm trying to make a point here. I'm trying to make a point here, and you're helping me. But thank you. So are you saying
I got your question now.
But are you saying that, again, it is the woman's fault that men don't respect wisdom? Is that what we're saying?
Well, since I finally got your question, that is the exact thing I'm saying. So I finally understood your question.
Okay.
That is exactly
okay.
what I'm
so
saying.
So here's the question I have for you and every man. Man, when are you going to start taking responsibility for your own learning? Because we didn't say little boys don't respect wisdom. I said, why don't men respect wisdom? So when
men do respect wisdom.
No, you just said they didn't. You just said they didn't know what it was.
Once you said, see, that's why I said I need the whole question up front, because then we get into this dance. I need the whole question up front, okay? Because I need to know where we're going. Now I know where we're going. Now I can actually answer your question. Men do respect wisdom, okay? Men respect wisdom and will pay for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because what wisdom is the
from a man, from a man, or from a woman.
A man respects wisdom from whatever place it comes from, even if it comes from a child.
He cannot, because you just said because he don't know. And I said, so is it women to blame? And you said yes.
That was before you said something that was very distinct for me to answer the question. Okay?
Imani, if he was on trial, you lost.
No, well, that's okay. I'm not on trial.
I know.
And I'm not trying to
be on
trial. What I'm trying to do is to get some understanding, because
exactly.
I cannot answer the question if I don't understand it fully. And I kept saying that up front. I didn't really understand what
you
mean.
Well, I asked you. I said wisdom. Wisdom comes from women. Why don't men respect
wisdom? The woman is wisdom. So hold on a second.
I want to say this, because there's somebody in the chat room I definitely want to call in. If you're married, call in. Because somebody put something in the chat room and they said, I want to know how somebody who's single is qualified to say, why I won't marry your ass.
Because that's why. That's why. If anybody is, I am. Are you serious? if anybody is, that's the exact reason why. Because I'm not. Are you serious? So that's an easy question.
We can get wisdom from a child, from a man, but wisdom comes from a woman. And I think we both are playing with ourselves. Men do not always respect the level of wisdom coming from a woman. If that were the case, we would not have so many of our men incarcerated. We would not have so many single-parent homes. We would not have a lot of issues that this world had if there was some level of wisdom that was being respected.
Well, part of it also comes from this. If we want to go, because now we get into some deeper issues that have to do with.
Wait a minute! Somebody said, "Tell her to shut her ass up." Who are they talking about?
Hold on. Whoever it is, don't do that. But I think they want me to answer the question. I think whoever it is wants to hear my answer to the question that I haven't been able to answer, Ms. Blue. So let me answer the question if you don't mind, pretty please.
But I'm never scared. So who are you talking to?
Oh, I know you're not.
Who are you talking to?
So Ms. Blue.
Go ahead.
If we're looking at part of this, the biggest issue is the fact that the order has not been respected. The order in the structure for the family is no longer respected. Okay. And since that order is no longer respected, then you have a woman that's uncovered and you have children that are uncovered. Okay. And so anytime that the house is uncovered with no man being there,
right,
then you can come in and you can destroy the fabric of a whole society to where basic dialogue like this can't even happen, to where we can't even come to some agreements on some things because we've messed up the communication between both parties. I don't respect you as a woman. You don't respect me as a man. And I'm not talking about me and you. I'm just speaking in general. Okay?
I know what you mean. Right.
I know you knew. I'm saying that for somebody else who might be listening. We don't respect one another in what we have to offer or to bring to the table. We're both bringing something to the table here. And I'm going back to Michelle Obama because I think God has really done something with them if we really take that picture that they have and look at it. They embody so much of Scripture from a love, relationship, patience, kindness, long-suffering, Matthew 18 and 19. The agreement coming together.
Yes.
You know, they embody so much of that and what God will give us. However, because we have both been through so much in our relationships with male and female, when we get into a relationship with one another, by the time we reach one another in a relationship, because we've been through so much as a child and as a teenager, preteen, early 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever stage we get into a relationship, we are really and truly not even fit to be in those relationships because we have not healed ourselves from our own past so we can live fully in our present and be hopeful about our future with one another. And so we come in with these high hopes and many times unrealistic expectations and never develop an actual plan on how we're going to keep the harmony in the relationship. We spend more time on engagement parties, planning out a wedding, planning out vacations, planning out all these things than we do to actually learn the skills to communicate, the skills to love, the skills to have better sex, the skills to save more money, the skills to create more education in our relationships, which would help us keep our relationships together, which would also help our black males from being shot down in the streets. It would help our black young ladies from being pregnant out of wedlock and being pregnant too early where they haven't even finished an education. It would keep us from being able to have other people coming into our community, which is not protected or covered for the most part, to where you have a man who, yes, he is married. He is married, but many times he is the only one in an area for men and women, or young men and young women, to see, as well as single women who are single. Of course they're going to like this married man. He's actually doing what he's supposed to do. They're going to be attracted to him. You understand? And so when you have one or few of those that are out there, of course temptation is going to be up on him. And so we have
It takes two to tangle, though.
What I'm saying is this, and I'm saying all this to not leave an excuse for anyone, but to really present some causes of these issues that we have. We have a communication issue, a huge communication issue within our families, but within our relationships. And it boils down to, as you said, do men respect wisdom? No. Do women respect wisdom? No. We don't respect the wisdom that God has put in either of us for one another. We don't respect that. We have been taught, as I said earlier, I'm independent. You know what?
But guess what?
It is better to be interdependent than it is to be dependent, because together we can do more together than we can apart. And they know that. And that's why there was a plan that has been devised before either of us living have ever been born, to destroy the black male. Because when you can destroy the black male, you automatically destroy the black female.
Right. I want to read something you said in your book, This Is Why I Won't Marry You, and it's about commitment. And you said, a man needs to know that you are committed to him. And when I say committed, I mean committed to him and not just to the relationship. A man can feel when a woman is committed to the relationship and not committed to him. Kind of explain a little bit about that, because that's a strong piece there about being committed.
It is. Would you read a little bit further down what I say behind that? Do I say anything else behind it?
Yes, Imani, I want you to say it.
Would you read a little bit of that more? Because people really haven't gotten a lot from the book, and there's so much in that book that states exactly how I feel about certain things. And so,
I'll read a little bit more. Okay, I will. Okay, so Imani goes on to say, a man can feel when a woman is committed in a relationship and not to him. What do I mean? Many times a woman can be committed to the charter bus that we spoke about earlier. I guess you'll explain that. She will be in a relationship, but not even in the relationship. She will be in the relationship, but even the relationship seems to be about everyone and everything else in her life and not about her or the guy she is dating. She wants to be able to tell her friends about her new job or promotion, new car, trip he is planning for her to take her on, and how much money he's making, show off her ring, gifts that he has just bought her, where he took her out to eat, and so on and so on.
Exactly. And so I'm so glad you read that, because this was perfect to everything we were talking about tonight. Thank you so much. So, as I said, the brother that called in early, and probably some of the other brothers that may not be saying anything at all, we are in the relationship. We thinking that this is about us, and it really ain't got nothing to do with us. We figure, and most of the time, you have to kind of go through a few things. You have to go through a few relationships before you figure that out. That first date, you paying for it. But, girl, he took me to so-and-so. We did that. Girl, we did it. And it's like, after a while, you start to realize that, man, this is really not even about me. This is really about her and what she can go and tell her people that she's committed to. Her mama, her sisters, cousins. That's what it's really about. Well, girl, he did. Well, hey, he has now, girl. He ain't getting this until he's going to have to spend more money than that. And so you go through all of those different things. And so the charter bus, what the charter bus is, a man looks at a relationship like this, and this is in the book. He looks at a relationship as me plus you equals we. You understand? Me plus you equals we. The woman look at the relationship is me plus you divided by my mama, my sister, my cousin, my best friend, my dog, my job, my this, my that, my this, my auntie, my grandma, my second cousin on my daddy's side, you know, divided by, you know, me plus you divided by all of that equals we. And it's like, we sign up for that, and we don't really know, you don't really know that up front, that you, when you enter a relationship with a woman, many times you are entering a relationship with all of these other people really being the most important in their life, and it takes some time to kind of get away from that or for you to learn that. Now, does that happen with men sometimes? Absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. And I hate it because I know I do, because I think that is one thing for sure, as the Bible says, that I know for sure, I believe, is that a man is supposed to leave his mother and father and cleave. Supposed to leave and cleave. And many times, the man and the woman, neither of them leave and actually cleave. They still separate themselves as, well, my family and your family.
Yes. Yes, I'm looking in the chat room. It is so much discussion going on in the chat room. Very good point. We're going to go to the phone lines because we have 12 minutes left to go. We have been talking that long. I want to thank Ebony for calling
because
in.
Because we did not get through more points in the book, but that's okay.
That's all right. We still can get it in. I really want that brother who Brother Amani is speaking about to call in. And sister, if you are like the sister Amani is talking about, please call in. I got something very special for you. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 612. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
612. This Obsidian Black up in this motherfucker, man. First off, let me say this. I got my wisdom from my big mama, how to treat a woman. You know what I'm saying? I got three daughters. I get wisdom. I got an 18-year-old daughter, got mad wisdom. She give me wisdom every day. You know what I'm saying? I got a
Amen.
Wife,
Amen.
A beautiful
Amen.
Wife that give me wisdom every day. I done been through shit, you know what I'm saying, with my woman because of me. You know what I'm saying? Not because of her. So all that shit,
right.
She got a big, listen, my wife got a big family. She loves her family. I don't even really deal with my family like that. She really deals with her family. She loves her family. They call her every day. They talk. They got that kind of relationship. I don't give a fuck about that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's her family. That's from day one. You know what I'm saying? If something
right.
was to happen to me, that's who she got to fall back on. Them is going to be the people in her life that love her, that take care of her. Something was to happen to me, so why would I ever feel like she got to dedicate her whole being to me? You know what I'm saying?
No, that's not what I'm
that
saying.
Everybody
that's not what
you
I'm saying,
what?
First of all.
Hold on. I'm not even asking you what you're saying. I'm telling you what I'm saying. What I'm saying as a man who has a family, who has children, I got young men that I'm raising up.
Right.
I teach my son every day. You got to be solid in yourself. You got to be solid and stand on your own, too. Fuck what a woman going to do. It's about what you're going to do. Now, a woman, what she wants security. She want to know that her man got her back. So why am I going to sit around worrying about what my woman going to do with her family and how much she love and care about them? Man, my woman don't got to cook for me. My big mama taught me how to sew, how to cook, how to clean. So all that shit, man, that's what's wrong with our relationships, man. We be waiting on this woman to be our mama. You know what I'm saying? We be waiting on these women to be our mamas and do all this other shit. That's what them white folks be on, man. I ain't on that shit. Let me tell you, a real man, he going to stand by his woman. He going to love her because he wants to. And she going to love him because she wants to, not because of some shit that society done told us. This is how a man supposed to act and this is how a woman supposed to act. If you get with a woman, you're supposed to love her for who she is, not because of some titles or because she's supposed to be the goddess of the earth and the queen of all this stuff. Man, we all people. We all humans. So everything that you feel, she feel too. Remember, you got a mama and a daddy, so that means you got a woman and a man's DNA in you. And if you can't tune into that feminine side of yourself, then you ain't never going to get married. You ain't never, it ain't about why I ain't going to marry your ass. It's why you ain't getting married. Because if you ain't getting married for all these pet peeves and all this shit that you got going on in your mind that a woman should be, if y'all can't grow together and become that vision of what you see that a woman and a man should be, then you right, you ain't going to never get married. So what you got to do is you got to find a woman that you feel is good enough for you, and she feel that you good enough for her, and then y'all got to go and work on all that other shit. That's what it really boiled down to. And then when your kids come into the picture, then you got to teach them the same thing. It ain't about what no woman is going to be and all this stuff. Y'all got to grow into that, man. You know what I'm saying? Miss Blue told me something a long time ago. She said, you got to build power. You know what I'm saying? A relationship is a very powerful thing. Now, you got to build that. It ain't going to be like, oh, I'm going to meet this perfect woman. You know that shit they show on TV, like, oh, the perfect, where y'all running through the grass and y'all see each other and then y'all hug and shit with the flowers and all that stuff. Nah, that ain't even real. You know what I'm saying? What it is you got to find a person that you feel comfortable with and that feels comfortable with you. And then y'all got to work on all that other shit. Because this is earth, man. This ain't heaven. This ain't that shit in the Quran and in the Bible and all that other stuff. And I ain't down to nobody's religion. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is, it's too much falsehood in these relationships. And everybody is looking at the soap operas and looking at TV and looking at all this other shit. And you're not looking at the reality of it all. We all human beings. We both masculine and feminine. We got both them energies in us. And what we have to do as individuals, we got to love each other. And that's what it's all about. If it ain't no love, all that other stuff, man, it don't even mean nothing. All that stuff don't mean nothing if you can't love each other. Now, if you can't look past a person's faults, because everybody got faults, I'm pretty sure you ain't perfect. Ain't nobody on this motherfucker perfect. You know what I'm saying? So what, at the end of the day, you got to realize and say, you know what? I'm willing to work with this woman. You know what I'm saying? And love her for who she is. And if I got a problem with something that she do, I can bring it to the table and not be scared to bring it to the table. If she got a problem with something that I do, then she should be scared to bring it to the table. Because, see, a lot of men think that we're supposed to dominate the relationship. You know what I'm saying? That's falsehood. You know what I'm saying? Any woman, especially a strong woman, she going to stand on her own, too. You see what I'm saying? Just the same way you're supposed to stand on your own, too. I just was talking to my daughter today. You know, she was talking, she like this guy, but he kind of chubby. Mm-hmm. And I asked her, I said, are you embarrassed when you go out with him? Do he show you attention? Do he seem like a nigga that'll run if some shit popped off? She said, no. I said, what's y'all's conversation like? She said, oh, we have good conversations, Dad. I said, look past all that. Look past what society say that you can't holler at somebody because they're a little chunky. You see what I'm saying? This is the problem with our relationships, man. It's too many rules and regulations going on that don't mean shit. And at the end of the day, we be missing out on I'm going to tell you personally, we miss out on a lot of good women. As men, it's a lot of men out here that miss out on a lot of good women because they worrying about some old bullshit that don't mean nothing. Because at the end of the day, your ass going to grow old and end up being by yourself. That's what will happen when you have all
I agree 100%.
Man.
Yes, I agree too. Yeah.
100%. And thanks for saying everything that I pretty much said, bro.
That's all
I mean, because what you talking about is there's a
same black women, they done walked the same project halls as us, smelled them same pissy ass elevators, they seen them same niggas that you love get shot, they done seen them same niggas get shot. So how can you expect that woman to be submissive? How can you expect that woman to be all docile and shit? You know what I'm saying? She done seen that same harsh ass shit you done seen. I would never expect my woman to walk around this motherfucker being scared to speak her mind, even to me, when she done seen the same shit. She got a brother that's been shot twice. That nigga got shot in the face. You know what I'm saying? She done seen her uncle murdered. You know what I'm saying? The same shit I done seen, she done seen. So how can I expect I'm harder than her, or, you know what I'm saying, like she's supposed to be this certain kind of way? No. Speak your mind. I don't even want no soft ass. I don't want no woman that can't speak her mind. Because that means if I gain a fortune, she would dwindle that shit away. She'll let somebody, if something happened to me, she would let somebody come in and just wipe that shit out because she don't know how to speak her mind. That's what I'm talking about. So this is for me. I've been married 11 years. I've been with the same woman 20 years.
Congratulations,
now, 20 years in a relationship with a woman.
Beautiful.
You have some ups
and it
some
grew
downs.
You. It grew you,
and
didn't
I'm
it? That relationship, that relationship grew you, didn't it?
Man, I learned wisdom from that woman. I learned wisdom from that woman. Taught me
and
how to.
And she also, it grew her too. It grew her as well, didn't it?
Exactly.
That relationship
that's
grew her
I'm
as
saying.
Well, didn't it?
Yes.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what I've been saying the whole time. We keep going back and forth. When we're saying the same thing, you go.
No, I'm not
we're
going back
the
and
same
forth.
Thing.
I'm not going back.
I'm not talking about
forth.
You. I'm not talking about you, bro.
Oh, okay.
I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about
like,
in our relationship. We keep going back and forth when we're wanting the same things, but we're expressing how we want those differently. And until, as I said earlier, we have a communication issue. Okay. There was three things. Okay. That the Caucasian vowed to never teach the former slaves. One was the science of business, okay? Two was the science of warfare, and three was the science of mating. Anytime you do not mate properly, then you will have serious issues that will go generations upon generation upon generation upon generation upon generation.
Right,
generation.
And you know what?
And this is the result.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, both of you guys, because we got 2 minutes, and you know we're getting ready to go to the after hours. We're going to keep the conversation going a little while. I do want to thank everyone for in Obsidian. Thank you for calling in. I do want to thank Imani. Imani, I love you for calling in and coming on the show. This is a needed discussion. We have not even tipped the iceberg. So we definitely, people are already saying, when is Imani coming back? Because we need to finish this. We will definitely have Imani come back so we can tell you. I do want to encourage everybody to go get the book. Get the book so we can have the discussion from the point of the book. Yes. So
we
can
have
the discussion. Well, tonight was a very real discussion and a very needed discussion because everybody got a chance to see things from many different views, and we can never slip on that because this is where everything begins to change and our insight begins to see things from different angles. So, Imani, as always, I want to thank you for coming in the remix and getting it off.
Thank you. I miss this type of energy.
It's good. We have to come back. We got international callers from Jamaica and all over saying, when are you coming back? This was beautiful. We got to do it some more. So I want to tell you guys, if you're not going to be on the show, go over to Facebook, go to iTunes, email, get in touch with Imani, myself. We love to hear your thoughts on the show. If you like it, like it. If you love it, we want you to love it over on Facebook. Do what you do. Don't forget to download. For the rest of you, we are getting ready to go into the afterlife, after hours. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and blessings to you guys. See you Sunday night. We're going to be back here in the remix doing what we do best in the remix. Esther's still on the line with us, but I know she's way in the chat.
I'm right here. I'm being a very active listener, okay?
Mm-hmm. So we are now in the after hours. We are in the after hours as we continue. I see all of your calls here. I don't even know if we're going to get to everybody who's on the phone lines, but if you do want to chime in, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1. When you get on the phone line. Yes, the brother, Obsidian, that called in, very good points. Yes, a lot of points you were making, but also coming from a point of view from someone who is married, has been married, I think he said, for 11 years, been with his wife, known her about 20 years, beautiful family and children, talks about the ups and downs and the relationships and even how he's passed this on to his daughter. So, Imani, we're going to go back to your book. This is why I won't marry you. Imani? I don't think Imani is with us. I think Imani call dropped.
I think Imani's call dropped.
Because I was just about to ask him about never date someone you wouldn't marry. For us to talk about that. But it does look like Imani's call has dropped. We're going to see, because I don't think he'll be able to get back in on the phone lines. But maybe I can, if he chimes in on me, I can chime in on him. Great discussion, a needed discussion here. That was really, really a great discussion. I don't know. I think you may be still in the chat room as well. but I'm going to see if I can, yeah, let me see if I can actually call him and maybe get Imani back on the phone lines here. No, I don't think I will be able to call him to bring him back on the line, and his call dropped. So, whew, a great discussion, you guys. It's been a minute since we had a discussion. We had a discussion this intense, but it's good for us to do, to really talk about this thing about relationship. And so whether you were coming from the perspective of us as sisters or whether you were coming from the perspective of women, of men, I think they're both valid points, as the brother Imani said. And again, a lot of this is based on the research. So there are people out there that are still doing this, that think this way. So it is some of those things to begin to take a look at and really just take a look at your own relationships and see, are you kind of caught into some of these traps that we've talked about? Because we really kind of talked about a lot. And from a lot of different angles, some of you were saying maybe he didn't talk to enough people. oh, what's going on, Sunshine Ra? None of the, not too, too you guys are funny. Oh, yeah, well, that's somebody that wants some. That's somebody that was just is being a little special there. But it was a great discussion, you guys. I think it was. Esther, you want to share some light, shed some light on the discussion tonight?
I think that it was a great share. Definitely different perspectives, very, very, very different perspectives, which I think is good. I think that it's also a welcome discussion just to kind of hear, you know, so many different age groups and to hear men and women calling in with very different views on this. But how many times do we get to have this type of discussion where it's just kind of open and free and everybody calling in? Everybody was so passionate about what they were saying, too, which I think is really special. I mean, Imani, I love the book. I love the information you shared. I definitely disagree with probably 99.9% of everything that you said, but I really wanted to hear it out and hear the methodology. So I think he definitely needs to come back and and really, like, you know, and really to just share some more insight from really what he gathered from his research, because I think for a lot of us that are Remix listeners, and from what was being said in the chat room, a lot of us were going, well, we don't feel that way. We don't, you know, we don't do that here. We don't think like that. And so I think just kind of having that open dialogue will maybe even shed some light for him when he's doing his future research. So
Definitely. Because as much as we want to say all of the things that we want to say, it is so much that does go on when it comes to that topic, when we start to talk about relationships, when we start to talk about, you know, dating and getting to know someone. You know, it's a lot of things going on out there. We definitely cannot pretend. It is really interesting to have someone who thinks completely different than you think, and no one better than to bring some things to light that will really, really get you to thinking. I definitely want you guys to go over to the Remix Radio page and take a look. If you go there, we've posted where the book is so that you can see it on Amazon. And yes, it was a charged show tonight. It was a very, very charged show. And we need to do this. We need to have these discussions like this, like you said, Esther, so that we can speak open, we can speak freely, and we can have somebody to come on that really will kind of push you. to the point
where
it will get you to the point so that you can know exactly where you stand. Because I think so many times people want to be like Switzerland. They want to be neutral. They don't want to take a side. Yeah. So I really just kind of send so much love and peace and respect to the people who called in who were willing to share their thoughts as well as write them on Facebook. Because relationship is one of those things that people don't want to share, you know, especially the brothers. So it was good to hear some brothers call in because you guys sure didn't say anything out in public. And too many times, that's what happens, you know. You want to kind of throw a rock and hide your hand. You want to kind of do all of this stuff. You think, oh, no, I can't put nothing on Facebook because then I'm going to have 50 women who I'm doing some of this stuff to jump up and down and say something. Or I can't call in and say nothing because then what is that going to make me? So, you know.
Yeah, and that's why I give Armani a lot of props and just love for him putting it out there because this is such a controversial and heated discussion that I'm sure he's used to having. he's used to having whatever he talks about this book because these are such charged subjects. And so, you know, I applaud him because he definitely stood his ground and he definitely, you know, stood up for what he was trying to explain. So that takes a lot. That takes a lot of courage and a lot of balls to do that. So I applaud him for doing that.
Yes, and you know, one of the things I can say, I've known Armani for quite a while. He's a brother very passionate about what he does. And like you said, Esther, yes, he did stand his ground on his work, and that it did take a lot of intestinal fortitude to do that, especially in the remix. But he's no stranger to the remix. So he definitely knows what time it is. Definitely. So now Armani's asking me how to get back. Let me tell him to call me, and I'm going to see if I can chime him in. So we can get him back. We can get him back. We can say what we want to say. We can definitely say what we want to say, but we know. And it's all kinds of things that go on. And even in the conscious community, we got sisters out there pimping brothers for information and information, brothers pimping sisters for information, you know, thinking I'm going to get with you because you the guy on top or you the chick on top, and that's going to make me on top. So, you know, the same type of shit goes down in the conscious community as well as in the regular community. So let's not be slighted because words like go out to dinner is being used versus I want you to come have a private session for me or you're going to be my private student or you're going to be my private student. Let's not get twisted by the words because we know the same bullshit goes down. I hear about it in the session. Sisters come to me as well as brothers. Happens.
True.
So no matter what. Yes, Armani?
Yes.
Okay, so you're back with us. So I don't want you guys to get twisted for any of you to let you know that these things is happening. That's right. Saying all kinds of things. Let me give you a private reading. Let me work with you one-on-one, you know. And sisters, don't get me twisted. Oh, I'm willing to do anything for you to help me, for you to share this number. If for you to share this knowledge with me, I'm willing to do anything you ask. I just want the knowledge from you, brother. So the same bullshit happens. Don't get twisted because we were talking about a meal or we were talking about something else. This goes on constantly, constantly, you know? Yes, the chat room was on fire. Kitty, I don't know what you're talking about, but let's be clear. See, one of the other things that I will say, I'm going to tell you what I'm tired of personally. I'm tired of a lot of the bitch-assness, and a lot of it is coming from brothers.
And so that is my frustration, if y'all want to know. A lot of bitch-assness. You sit there and you want to say you this and you want to say you that, but you show a whole lot of disrespect for women. Half of you, I think, don't even want to be with women. You want to be with a man just like yourself. Yes, I said it. I put it out there. That's the truth of it. So you do this little sly shit on the side, or you do this little sly shit on the side, but then when somebody calls you out on it, you're too scared to come out and be the man that you say you're supposed to be, you know? And then you want to say somebody treating you mean or being mean to you or saying something bad to you or hurt your little feelings. Well, I say if you're going to be a man, stand your ass up and be a man. You know, if you want to get over here and play with us girls, then put the dress on, grab your lipstick, and grab your purse, and hold your place.
Can I say something?
You sure can.
Okay.
Welcome back, Imani. I just had to have a talk with the remix.
Yeah, I don't know how I got disconnected. I was sitting there, I was there, going out. Looks like I missed something, but based on what I just heard right then and there, quite interesting. There's a piece in the book, This Is Why I Won't Marry, and I'm promoting this book, but I do want you to understand that it's 99 cents right now. Like, when I told Blue that, she said, Armani, that's like too low. You're like,
yes, really? I'm like, yes.
Selling that book for that. And that was when I had it $2.99 at first, and I went even lower. You remember when I talked to you and I said, well, I'm going to just put it $2.99, even though it had been at $9.99 and it was selling. I want everybody to have no excuse not to get it at 99 cents. So there's a piece in the book that you got to understand. This is very, very true. And the brother, he kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier. In the man, we have an X and a Y chromosome. So we have the male and the female there. And we have the potential to go to become very unbalanced. And in Genesis, it talks about, you know, it was not good. God saw that it was not good for man to be alone, so he created a helpmate for him. Well, in that helpmate, she's balanced in most cases automatically because she's fully one thing, okay? She's all of that. She's all woman, period, point blank. And that's represented by two X's in biology, okay, as far as the chromosomes, two X chromosomes. The man has an X and a Y. Now, if we were to break that down, and let's just put it out there in a physical way. The X and the Y, if you have an X and a Y, and they're standing side by side, if anything at all happens to that Y is going to tip over because that Y is standing on one leg, okay? It's going to stand on one leg. So at some way, shape, form, or fashion, the man is going to tip over. He's going to. It's just not going to happen that he's not. If there's not some woman there, whether it is his mom, his sister, his friend, somebody that inspires him or somebody that he feels he has to take care of or to prove something to or to protect or to provide for, whatever the case may be, that woman is a need. And most of the time, women, I have to tell them that, say, listen, you have to remember, you were created for the man according to the Bible. Now, if you don't believe that, that's fine, but you were created for the man, not the other way around. The man wasn't created for you. You were created for him. And so there's something that you're supposed to give him. Now, whether that's wisdom, whether that's knowledge, whether it's whatever.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
I said there's something that as a woman you are supposed to give him. You're supposed to add to this man. When this man comes into your life, according to the Bible says, the scripture just, and I start off the book with the scripture, and it just totally slipped my mind. A man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord. So not only does he find a good thing, but he obtains favor. And favor can get you into places and get you things that I don't care what amount of money can give you. Okay, so it is important, and most men know innately that we need a woman, because that woman, whether you know it or not, brings stability into your life. Women are looking for a man for stability when they already have stability. They're looking for a man for stability and security, but really and truly, they should be looking for the man for security but not stability, because they are already stable
within themselves. A man, in most cases, is not stable within himself. I'm not talking about financially, but within himself in most cases, because there's a natural wobble in our nature, a natural potential for both feminine and masculine potential there, if you understand what I'm saying. Now, a woman nowadays, we see more and more issues with women having hormonal imbalances to where their testosterone levels are far too high. Now, anytime a man has an issue, when men have an issue, it ain't going to be too much talking that we got going before either I'm going to back down, he going to back down, or we both just going to start fighting. So in a household, because men, we are territorial. So when you're in a household and there's a man and a woman, okay, you have a man and a woman, and that man is a strong man, but he needs peace in his household. He's got to have peace in his household to be able to think. He can't have that constant argument. He will eventually back down, or he's going to eventually end up doing something to the woman in most cases, just being honest, because this woman has now begin to attack him verbally like a man would. Well, she began to attack him the way that she would, because she's stronger than him as far as verbally in most cases, whereas he's, in most cases, physically stronger than she is. So she's defending herself with her words to where eventually either he's going to back down and become more docile to keep peace in the household, which then begins to make him look in her eyes as less than him, as, or weak, or not a man, to where what he's trying to do is keep peace in his household. Bible says it's better for a man to be in the wilderness than in the house with a contentious and angry woman. That's very true. Now, I'm going to take it to this right here, and hopefully I'm going to bring it all home here for some understanding. If the woman understands what she is to the man, which is a good thing in favor, a gift, an actual gift, and approaches the situation like that and automatically comes in to add to a man that she knows is the man, you know, that's the man for her, and is patient in a situation, most of the time there's going to be growth in her and there's going to be growth in the man, like the gentleman did, you know, that called in earlier was saying. But impatience will rob you of everything that patience will give you. Imagine if Michelle Obama had not been patient. We wouldn't have Michelle and Barack Obama right now. But it took the right woman to get him to accomplish the goals, dreams, and aspirations that he has. And it took the right woman who had already had a relationship with her father. So we're going back to fathers again. She had a really good relationship with her father. She saw her mother and father interact on a daily basis, so she understood the emotions of a man. She understood how to read this and how to read that, whereas many times, since there is no father in the household, many women have never even had a man over them in a household, so there's no way that they can even respect male leadership in a household in most cases.
I would say this, and thank you for that, and I definitely expect your point of view. I will say a lot of that is hokumology, so it confuses
it's who?
Me. Hokumology.
Is who?
Hokumology.
I'm done with you. Did you just say hokumology?
Yes, I did. Let me finish. Let me finish.
He's making up words on this show.
No, that's a real word. It's a real word. Trust me. You can look it up.
I'm going to look it up.
Look it up. And,
I'm going to look it up right now.
I grew up in a house with my father and my mother. I grew up. I'm not trying to say that every woman grew up that way. Here's my take on what you said when it comes to the woman. I understand that there is a lot of mythology, a lot of schools of thought, a lot of cultures, a lot of religions that believe that the woman should bow down to the man.
Hold on. I didn't say you said that. That's not what I'm saying.
No, I just didn't find your word, hopeomology. Go ahead.
Okay, it's there. It's a real word, and I'll give you a breakdown of it when we're done.
Okay.
A lot of that is perpetuated because we live in a male-dominant society.
I agree.
And a lot of that is a concept. And I'm not even going to say that we got this concept from the Europeans, because at this particular point, we got more brothers carrying that flag than we do anybody. So this
right.
is not even about that. But what it is about, it's about really coming to the place where men and women can respect each other.
Yeah.
It amazes me. It really does, Imani. It amazes me how many men write books about what women should be doing, yet they are not women.
Right.
That amazes me. No, it really does. And let me tell you why I think that is very, very important. Because there are some things that you definitely have to be able to understand the experience of what you're going through.
Totally.
But I'll tell you,
totally
in my line of work, what I've seen, I have seen more men who have been hurt by their fathers, who have been abandoned by their fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of it, to say that they hate their father would initially or essentially mean that they would have to look in the mirror and say that they hate themselves.
Right.
So what is the next best thing for them to begin to start taking out this dislike and this hate for? Because that's essentially what it
on
is.
On women.
They begin
to
start taking this out on women. Now
and,
that
and
is
I've
just,
seen women do the same. I see women
yes,
do the same.
It,
and
it,
that is
it
so
goes,
sad. It is really
it,
sad.
It goes the same way, but I think that we
mm-hmm.
both can agree when it comes to the upper hand because of the way our society is, because we're talking on society level here,
right,
that
right,
is
right.
being perpetuated more by men than it is by women. Women around the world are not even in the position where they can even speak to some issues such as this. So
I
tonight,
agree.
I would say I want to be the voice for those women who can't speak. And so what is really happening, like I said, is that men don't want to take, and if this is not you, like I said, reach deep down in your pants, pull your boxers from between your legs, and know that I'm not talking about you.
Right.
But men have used this opportunity to really practice their domination, being dominant on women, and thinking that every problem in their life is because some woman is acting the way she is. Women, whether you want to call them sluts, hoes, bitches, whatever you want to call them, because there are some men out there that relate to them like that, they are that way because of the same man that has impacted the way these some brothers are acting.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow men don't want to stand up and take their responsibility. They don't want to do that. I don't see that. I see that everything, it needs to be, the woman needs to understand. And guess what? I'm down with that. I am really down with that.
Really?
But then it,
are you
it,
really?
Yes, I am, because listen to this. Because it takes me back to this point. Why don't men respect wisdom? So if you're going to tell me
because
that,
wisdom at this point don't respect itself.
Well, wisdom does respect itself. In fact,
you know,
this is how we all got here was because of wisdom. I think the sad truth is we are talking about a small percentage of women. And so what has happened is society wants you to believe that when you're watching Basketball Wives, when you're watching Housewives of Atlanta, when you're watching these television shows, that this is the way black women act. And they took it one step further. They said, guess what?
don't think that you can be excused from this because you're an educated sister, because we're going to give you a show, and we're going to show you that this is how they act. We're going to give you the doctors, and then we're going to put some educated black women on here, and we're still going to have you acting a fool. And what
and you know
did
why?
Our
you know
black
why?
Men, hold on, what did our black men do? They fell for this hook, line, and sinker. And they started to perpetuate thoughts of, she only wants me for my money. Are you fucking kidding me? Do you know who makes more money, women or men?
I don't think that.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying this is what the men that you've interviewed have said to you. Otherwise, you would
not all of them.
Well, the majority.
No, this is what the what I'm saying is what the women. I'm telling you what the women who wrote the number two reason women wrote had something to do with money. Do you understand?
And again, it sounds like you talk to educated men, and I don't mean as since in educated only in collegiate or having higher education. I'm talking about education in life. And then you went out and found some women who are completely lost, and that was the balance.
No, that's not what I did. That's not what I did. Let me get that straight. What ended up happening was this. I had people fill out the survey. They didn't have to put their name. All they had to do was whether they were married, single, divorced, and had they ever been engaged, their race, and what age group they were in.
Right.
Okay? And then highest level of education. Okay. And then I asked them to list their top five deal breakers. All of them, and this is how I knew at the core this was something good, all of them understood that it was wrong to lie, cheat, be dishonest, not keep your word, because that was the number one deal breaker for both men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Listed more times than everything.
That's a human deal breaker, I think. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And mm-hmm. that's even whether you're heterosexual or not.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
It was simple, and so that let me see to be able to focus on the commonality. I'm always about focusing on the commonality in a situation, and so and the similarities versus our differences. Now, when it came to the second deal breaker, what we had to deal with was the fact that women put something down about money, finances, or what they felt as unstable financially, okay, or no goals or something like that. But it had to do primarily was about money. And that was a surprise to me because at first when I first did the first count, I put the which was number three, and I can't remember which one it was, but I put it as number two. But I said, when I went back and recounted, something to do with money or finances was there. And so I don't think that the men or the women were uneducated. Both of them were quite educated. What I think it was is they were being able to be transparent for where they were in their life. Okay, and again, a lot of these women were married, a lot of these women were divorced, and a lot of these women were never been married, and they were all different ages. And so what I saw was we have a very skewed view on each other, and it goes back to what you said about respect. But then when it comes to the bottom line in the situation, I go back to what I'm saying, and I said before, the woman is the helpmate for a reason according to the Bible. And I don't think that is, as a man, I know for sure it is not good for me to be alone. I know this.
Me either. No. I understand that. I just have a problem when we say helpmate, because I just have a problem with that word, because it's been exacerbated so much that
people don't understand what that word means.
Right. And guess what? Helpmate, no. It can't be your helpmate. Not when we 50-50. You're looking for a partner. That ain't a helpmate.
What I'm saying, if you want to put it like that, then I understand. You know, I understand what you want to put it like.
I'm just saying, Imani, if you want 50-50, that ain't a helpmate. That's a partner.
Would you consider yourself to be a virtuous woman?
I consider myself to be a woman who have virtues.
Get off this phone. I'm done with you. I am done with you and your hopeomology, okay? Now, that's hopeomology right there. That's some hopeomology right there. Yeah, that's what that is. I didn't know what it was. I know what it is now, though. Man.
I'm just saying, Bonnie. I really think, it's some great points, and this is what we were talking about even when your call dropped, is that really some great discussion. Obviously, we need to have more of these discussions because we are multidimensional people, and we need to talk about this on a level. We haven't had enough discussions about this. I really want us to really get into the book, because the book brings up some things that really – really kind of gets you going. It makes you think. It definitely makes you step outside of your box if you're in a box, and definitely makes you, you know, say what you feel for real, because people have done that. Oh, the chat room is going crazy. All kinds of things are going on. There are even people in the room saying, you know, what's the guy's name, Mecca, which he's under another name. I won't say his real name. It's too well known. But saying... you know, he, you know, and it could be something valid. He said he doesn't want anything that an African-American woman is. Nothing.
Oh, wow.
You understand?
With a name like Mecca?
Yeah, with a name like Mecca. See how confused brothers are? Brothers are confused.
For me,
I don't consider myself to be a confused brother, and the sad part is I'll approach a woman and be very straight. This is what I want, and it's like they can't understand.
So Imani, I guess here's a question really quick. I don't want us to get cut off. Why not write a book about telling brothers how to be? Why do brothers always?
Well, that's what this book is. That's what this book is.
I have to digress.
This book is about both parties. This book is about both parties and trying to find common ground, okay? And in the common ground, see, when you read the book, you're reading the book because you know it's a male. If I had wrote this same book and I was a female and it's the same exact book, it would be looked at differently, okay?
Of course, because if you were coming from a woman's point of view.
It could have the same exact words. I could put the same exact words there.
No, that wouldn't work. No, that wouldn't work. I don't think that would work. If you were a woman and you wrote that book, you wouldn't be saying, this is why I won't marry you.
The purpose of the book, the purpose of the title is to get the exact attention that it's gotten.
And it has.
Just like the purpose of 99 Questions, It was the purpose of that was to get women to say they didn't need it, but read it on the slide and get men and say, what the heck is he talking about? So I got both in. I got both in on it. Because there are plenty of men who wanted to get married to a woman. And do you know what? The woman didn't want to marry them. And that's in the book, throughout the book. Throughout the book. Throughout the book. I'm talking, the reason why she didn't want to marry you is because of so and so and so and so, brother. Whether it's directly said in that way or not.
Mm-hmm.
It is there. As I said, it's a reason why some women didn't want to marry me, and I mentioned that in the book.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the book is excellent, you guys. I really think you should get the book. It comes from so many different angles, and you'll have an opportunity to be able to look at it and really, really just kind of take yourself through.
It's a non-biased book, though. That's the thing. I'm not biased in any way, shape, form, or fashion. When I'm writing this book, but I think that
y'all are crazy. I'm in the chat room. I'm sorry. They crazy in the chat room. I hope you.
I couldn't get back in the chat room. What happened? What they say in the chat room?
No, we not even. Go ahead. They crazy.
I'm not being biased at all. What I'm pointing out is. I don't like you laughing, and I don't like.
I'm sorry.
I got kicked out of the chat room.
Okay, come on.
I don't know what happened.
Go ahead.
Tell me what it is. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Esther, you want to read what?
Who's there? First of all, who's there?
It's biased. It's very biased. It's biased. It's if there's an obvious male slant to it because it's written by a male. And regardless of if I knew who the male was writing it or if I knew what Amani was, if I knew, like, if that was a man or a woman, I would have known it was a man because it's written like a man.
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. And here's the piece. Here's the piece, because the men that have read the book, and I've had other women who've read the book who knew me and some who did not know me, and that was the one thing that they said. They said, you did a very good job of bringing balance to this. First of all, I start off and I let women know and men know.
But let me interrupt you.
Hear me out, because you said this. Let me say this, because you said this, and this is what I meant to say. I'm so glad this came back. You said this when I got back on the phone, and it was about you feel that men want to be with themselves. That's what you said, right?
No. I was responding to what someone had said to me in the chat room, and so I told them that I felt that really who you want to be with is another man on the sly.
Right.
You don't want
right.
to
so,
not acting like that. No, you don't want.
And I tell guys that too. Just like I've told women, I said, "Well, sounds like you want to be with another woman."
Right.
Because if you're expecting me. And I told her, brother, if you're expecting her to act like this, it sounds like you want to be with a guy, and it sounds like you need to be with another woman. It don't need to be me. It does not need to be another Armani in the relationship, and it don't
That's
need to
right.
be another Miss Blue in the relationship.
That's right.
So what this book does, since I know the majority of readers, period, are women, it will be crazy for me not to gear, even if it's 60-40 or 70-30, of what's in my book towards women. I would be crazy not to. That way the men that do pick the book up get something. But anytime I feel that a man will come and be straight out and be honest with something that will empower a woman, why not? And why is that looked at as bad? Why when I wrote 99 Questions, I put the woman in the place, look, forget whatever he do. You the one that hold the power. He can't have sex with you unless you open your legs. And so before you do that, you need to make a better decision.
I don't think it's anything wrong with that. I think it's beautiful. But even when I just look across the board and I just see all of these men trying to tell women how to be in a relationship. Yes, I get it.
Well, I wasn't telling a woman how to be in a relationship.
No. I don't mean it telling in that sense. But I get it. We do need to understand, and what better point of view to get from a man to speak to a woman. I just think a lot of times what happens is there's absolutely no one, well, I won't say no one because I tell brothers, but it's not many people telling brothers what they need to be doing. It's almost like they get the pass. We get the pass, we the dumb guy. And we get to be dumb, and y'all hold all the power, and y'all are the ones who do all of this. So, therefore, everything is on you. You have to man up. Oops, did I say man up? Woman up and do what you're supposed to do.
A lot of women do need to woman up, just like a lot of men need to man up.
Yes, they do.
A lot of women do need to woman up.
They really do. Now, I
need
agree.
To man up as well.
Here's what
you
I want to say.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Here's what I want to say, because I want us to get to another point here, because this is really good, and I've been waiting all day, Amani, to ask you this. And this this is chapter.
I do not want to hear this question.
Yes, you do.
Why did I call back in?
Chapter 6.
She said all day.
I've been waiting all day. I want to ask you this. Never date someone you wouldn't marry. That's very powerful. Explain what you mean by that, because how can you date someone, one, and know you're going to marry them, and two, why should you never date anyone you wouldn't marry?
Because you just might fall in love with them, and you know, you fall in love with somebody that you know you wouldn't marry. It can be a very difficult thing. That is actually what has happened with a lot of relationships. You know, a woman wants to be married or the man wants to be married, but they've both fallen in love and the other one doesn't.
So if you fall in love with somebody, Amani, that's wrong?
No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that,
And there's a video. You can actually watch the video of this that I have on YouTube. It's about a five-minute video. And I explain it very, very plainly. Never date someone you wouldn't marry because you just might fall in love with them. I actually heard that when I was in, like, the 11th grade. My teacher, she was crying. She was an English teacher. And this was like a I think I was me and one of the black person was in the class. And so it was kind of one of the special classes and all these rich white kids and stuff was, you know, nothing against them, but, you know, they was kind of spoiled brats. You know what I'm saying? They would say stuff to the teacher that you just don't say as a black person. You know, and you get taught, you're going to get slapped or something going to happen to you when you get home or something. You just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they were really antagonizing this woman, like, to the fullest. And she started to cry, and I was, oh, my gosh, why did they do this again? And I just sit there. Next thing you know, I asked her a question, or somebody asked her a question about something, and she said, well, I'm just going to say this. Never date someone you wouldn't marry. And it was like, why? Because you just might fall in love with them. She didn't have to say nothing else. I don't know if everybody else got it, but I got it at that point. She was married to a man that she had been with for how many ever years she had been with, and she felt a certain way about him, and she really loved him, but she was not getting what she really needed in that relationship at all. You understand? She fell in love with him, and he was not the person she should have been falling in love with.
And that's his fault or hers?
I felt, this is the reason why this was in 99 questions as well. Never date someone you would.
Yes.
You know, I felt, you know, from that time, and I was just 11th grade, so I've lived some life since then. What I felt was that had she known and had she had someone to teach her about men, had she had someone to teach her certain things, she would not have ran into that type of guy, and she would have known up front, flag, let me go.
So what happened to your own internal flag that you cannot trust what you love? Do you trust what you love?
Of course. I mean, I think to love, you have to trust. And so to a certain extent, you know, and to trust, you know, there's some level of love there. But I think that what happened, and I want people to know, this book wasn't just coming from me, hey, I don't want to marry you. This was a title of a book that I came up with because it was catchy. I saw this title in my head. I saw the book cover and everything, and I was like, wow. And so what ended up happening was, as I said, I lived some life. In that living of that life, I've had these private conversations with men and women, as well as I've had very private conversations. And so with that, I know for sure you do not need to date somebody you wouldn't marry because you begin.
So how do you, that's what I'm saying. How do you date? Like, we just meet.
Figure out what you want.
I need
most
to be, well, I got to get to know you to know whether or not you're what I want. I mean,
you're missing
I'm
what
walking.
I'm saying. You're missing I'm, what, let,
well,
me, let me repeat
I
that.
I want you to.
Most people don't know what they want.
Okay, but
okay,
listen
most
to
people
what I'm
don't
saying.
Know what they want themselves.
That's true. So what I'm saying, I'm walking down the street. When I look at somebody, I need to be thinking what? I would date you, I would marry you. How do
a man
I know
automatically, that? And multiple people have told women, I've heard all kind of people say this to just regular dudes on the street say this. Guys put women in different categories up on that first few times they meet them. Okay, the first couple times that they meet them, period, point blank. I don't know if women do the same. Some women say they do, all right? But I know for sure guys put women in a category. This is going to be a chick that, hey, I'm just going to go out with. She's just a friend. We just cool. I ain't trying to do nothing with her.
Okay, and you do this when you look at her. You know this.
What I'm saying is basically an initial conversation, initial exchange, things like that. You can be out with different friends and different groups of friends, and somebody new comes along, or whatever the case may be, and you meet somebody in that regard. And that may be the only way y'all see each other up on those times.
Right.
Now, that's a good way of dating sometimes because you actually get to see a person interact with other individuals in a very comfortable
environment.
Very comfortable place.
Yes.
Yeah, very comfortable environment. And so when, let me get this correct here.
when anytime you don't know what you want, you leave yourself open to get something that you really don't want. Most people have not defined any of what they want in any part of their life, but definitely not in a relationship. And sometimes being more specific will help us in knowing what we want, our desire. Now, sometimes I think women will take that too far, and sometimes I think men do as well. You got to be able to have a couple of things you're willing to compromise on, but you also got to have those things you're not willing to compromise on. What ends up happening is women end up compromising sometimes on too many of those things.
Mhm. I agree.
And so they end up dating, and they get caught up and focus on the things that they know, that they focus on the things they do like, but they've totally forgotten about all those other things which are going to come back up later because they have totally forgotten or totally disregarded or totally compromised too much. If you find yourself compromising too much, you might just compromise yourself out of your own self and out of who you are and what you even desire.
Mhm. I will agree. Yeah. I would agree.
So that, did that answer the question?
It did. Mhm. It did. I like to explain.
You know me. Some of the people listening may not. Mm-hmm. I like to explain so there's full understanding for everyone listening. Versus sometimes people get it when you say this. Sometimes people get it when you say that. Sometimes people get it when you say something else. So, you know, I just try to make sure everybody understands what I'm saying, because I want to understand whatever anyone else is saying.
Mm.
You ain't paying no attention.
Yes, I am. I certainly am. I want to talk about deal breakers. Deal breakers. Should you know the person deal breakers when you're y'all are stupid in the chat room. Should you know deal breakers? When you're dating
somebody.
I've got
to find a way to get back into this chat room.
Yes, get back in the chat room, Imani.
Yeah, I need to get the book because this conversation
yes.
will go a lot easier.
Well, everyone is already saying we need a part two.
We need a part two. Y'all get the book. Get the book. It's 99 cents now. If you don't have 99 cents, then you are definitely not marriage material. So
you know what, Imani?
You need to man up and woman up. It's 99 cents. So let me quit. But I understand though. I do understand though, because I've not had 99 cents before. So I do understand. Trust me.
Oh gosh, y'all, look, I don't want us to get cut off.
We just got to schedule part two.
We got to schedule part two. Imani's trying to get back in the chat room, you guys. Deal breakers. I really want to talk about deal breakers. If you guys are on the phone lines, let me go back to the phone lines because there's so many of you guys.
And I want y'all to read the book. I want y'all to read the book with an open mind. Don't read the book with this preconceived idea and this conversation. Read the book with an open mind. And to read the book. Read the book from cover to cover. From beginning, I mean the introduction. Wow, wrote it and everything. What is Esther talking about? What's she talking about? Speak up, Esther.
We are going to the callers.
I'm listening. Go ahead, sweetheart.
I was commenting that I did read with an open mind. I did. Mm-hmm.
You read the whole book?
I'm just about done. I'm about 80% done.
Did you skip around or did you read straight through?
No, I read straight through.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, within a day, I'm almost done. Some of the questions are coming for me. Yeah.
Yes. And what does that mean, Imani? Because I read the book. I got the book right here.
Let me tell y'all, Blue ain't read no book. Okay. I know.
You know why.
Blue ain't read no book. Let's skip around.
You know why,
I know that, man. I know that. I might not know a lot, but I know that. That's why Esther's laughing, because she know I'm right, too.
Okay. Okay, so I didn't read the whole book.
Amen. The truth. The truth will set you free, baby. The truth will set you free. You see how you feel now? You see how good you feel now?
No, I never said I read the whole book, but I did read the book, Imani. I just
Esther,
didn't read
you see,
the whole book.
You see how easy that was? See, the sales rep, she presented the sales rep to you.
No, I didn't, Imani. I never said I read the whole book. I said I got your book right in front of me. I do.
You do.
I do.
She said she got it right in front of me.
I sure did, and I do. Chapter number 8, sexual reasons. Sex
now,
is
this
a
your
language.
Question, or is this coming from Ms. Esther?
Sex
no,
is
it's
a
not
language.
Coming from Esther.
You know what? That is, like, so funny right now.
It
sex is a language that all people on Earth understand. Number one, this is going to be why he won't marry you, okay, or she won't marry you. You have an STD.
Well, read that story. Read. I think there's a story right there. Is there a story behind that? Because there was a gentleman. Is there a story about a young guy that I spoke with? I told him I was sure would put him in the book. This was years ago.
I think so. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, read
Esther,
that for me.
Esther, will you read this? Chapter 8.
Okay. All right. Let me get there.
This is a true story.
I just want to glance y'all through. STD, too many partners. We went through that. You got too many partners. You ain't going to get married. You've cheated or been sexually unfaithful. What's the difference?
See, sometimes people can be emotionally unfaithful. They haven't actually gone and had
Imani, according to this, ain't nobody getting married.
No, I'm just. It's funny you said that because as I was earlier while I was on the show, my mama said, you know, the sad part is before it's all said and done with the way things are going, people, men and women, ain't even gonna be wanting to get married.
That's right, and definitely if I can't even, you know, be thinking about Denzel Washington and looking at you, we ain't getting married.
Sure, right.
You have had sex with someone I know. And related to or someone that I am friends with. So if you had sex with someone I know a lot of people who are married, living with, shacking up with folks that done had sex with people they know. All right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sex has not been great with you. So you telling me if somebody is not good in the bed, you ain't gonna marry them?
I ain't talking about me. I'm saying what I have been told. All of this is not me. That's what I want you to understand.
Okay.
A lot of women came to me, and I think I talk about that underneath that question.
Yes, you do.
Women,
you do.
Women,
you do talk
women,
about it. Women
read
and
that
men. Yes.
Read that. Read that, because I've had many women talk about, I am not getting married to no man. If I can't test it, I got to test the goods out first.
Sex has not been great with you. That's men and women, you guys. I'm just going through the questions here while Esther gets set up.
I'm at chapter 8. I'm here.
Are you? Okay,
I'm
well,
here.
Let me read
uh-huh.
6. You don't want to wait until marriage before having sex. Or you want to wait until marriage before having sex. That's interesting. You like to use sex as a means of control. Imani, you have gone too far sexually with others. You done let them lick you, stick you, and all kinds of stuff. That's why we ain't getting married. You didn't let him do this to you when you're on your you-know-what, and you didn't.
Yeah.
You have had sex with the same gender, and you still have those tendencies.
Oh,
you know
sorry.
What? I'm done. I am done.
Wow.
That's real, though.
I'm
mean, that's real stuff. That's real, though. That's real.
You know what?
What?
You laughing, but that's like for real.
Amani, I know you are.
That's like people's real life. That's like a lot of women's and men's that I've spoken with, that's like their real life. You know,
yes.
I think, you know, come to find out, you know, he was molested, or, you know, when he was locked up, such and such happened, or you know, he used to be this, and now he's talking about he not, and, you know what I'm saying? And so it's a lot of...
Yeah. You've gone too far sexually with others. This is why I won't marry you.
And I explain what it is. But
you done went too far. Girl, you done threw that leg up too far.
Peep this, right? Kim Kardashian, okay? I honestly feel, and I don't know for sure, but I honestly feel that the guys who came after Ray J would not marry her, even though she's a really nice woman, seems like, not only because she did whatever she did with Ray J, you know, that's fine, but because it was on, that's too far sexy. You recorded this, and it's all over everywhere.
You know,
yes,
I understand, and I only know this because they have blurted this everywhere, but I call bullshit on all of that, because Rezzy Bush, Kanye, whoever else, then you shouldn't have dated her, because now you in the same category as her. It don't make you no better, because you won't.
No, it's not that. You're missing what I'm saying. I actually defend her. When you're talking about them being in the same category, you remember what I told you earlier? When a guy meet a woman, he puts you in a place of where he sees you being. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't believe that. I believe he's in the same place as the woman. That's how they met. That's a natural law of the universe. You don't get to tell me.
I don't know if they're in the same place. They could be on the same frequency.
They're in the same place. You don't get to call me a hoe and sleep with me and then say, I put you in the hoe category. No, you a hoe right with me, if that's the case. You don't get to go nowhere separate. How does that work?
I can tell you, but we ain't got time.
It doesn't work that way.
But
see, that's a part of the illusion.
That's the double standard. No, that's you a woman. Just like I'm a man, I need to pay for the meal, right? You a woman. You need to keep your legs closed.
I agree with you.
I need to pay for the meal. You need to keep your legs closed.
That's right.
Double standard then.
That's right.
You feel me? It's a double standard.